Stop. Listen. I'm bankruptcy attorney Walter Beninati here by your side. Do you miss that time in your life when your phone didn't ring off the hook from debt collectors? A time when things were easier, when your credit was clean, no repos, no late notices, no charged off debt? Well, I'm here to tell you that you may be able to go back to that place you miss. It's time to learn about bankruptcy and what it can do for you. With payment plans and a free consultation, you got nothing to lose. Pick up the phone and call now. Call 407-BANKRUPT or go to 407bankrupt.com. Office is Orlando, Kissimmee. That's 407bankrupt.com. Google it.
This water leak has caused so much damage to our home. What are we going to do?
We need to call PuroClean of Longwood. Diego and his team specialize in helping homeowners like us recover from water damage, fire, mold, whatever we need. They'll work with us and our insurance company to make sure that we're taken care of.
If you're dealing with property damage like this, contact PuroClean at 407-961-7474. That's 407-961-7474.
Start planning for summer. Don't worry about what's going to be open when you can hit the open road and go just about anywhere, anytime with an RV from Giant Recreation World. Save on new and pre-owned units with as little as zero down and no payments for 60 days for qualified buyers. It's time to take off with the family and friends to enjoy the warm weather, summer vacation, time off the grid, and new adventures. Giant Recreation World, home of the lifetime warranty and no hidden fees. Visit a location near you in Winter Garden, Destination Daytona, and Palm Bay, or online anytime at GiantRecreationWorld.com.
You might not know. On this day in 1964, members of the Ku Klux Klan, with the help of local law enforcement, murdered three civil rights activists in rural Mississippi. The search for the missing victims would spark a national outrage and spur the biggest voting rights protest in American history. Here's the story. Following the Civil War, the ratification of the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments sought to protect former slaves by forbidding states from abusing them based on skin color. So the movement to block black people from the voting booth went underground. Founded in 1865 by a group of Confederate veterans, the Klan rapidly grew from a secret fraternity to a paramilitary force bent on reversing the federal government's policy of Reconstruction. Local chapters were formed throughout the country, especially the South. Members terrorized and sometimes killed anyone promoting equal rights. In the early 1960s, activists set up an interracial team to ride buses into the Deep South to stop the Klan terror and install equal rights for all. These so-called freedom riders were viciously attacked. For example, in Alabama, a bus was firebombed, another boarded by KKK members who beat the people inside. 3 years later, Michael Schwerner, Andrew Goodman, and James Cheney were coming back from a trip to Mississippi when Deputy Sheriff Cecil Price, a Klan member, pulled them over for speeding. He held them in custody while other Klan members prepared to kill them. Eventually, the three men were released, but then they were chased down in their car and cornered. They were then shot and buried in shallow graves in Mississippi. The FBI was dispatched to find the killers. Working with local informants, they did eventually find them, but Mississippi refused to prosecute the alleged murderers in state court. So the federal government stepped in and charged 18 men. Just seven were found guilty. The ordeal is portrayed in the very fine film, Mississippi Burning. And that happened on this day. Back after this. Can thieves really steal your home's title? Take it from this thief who stole more than 150 homes and was sentenced to 25 years in prison. That's why you need Home Title Lock.
Nobody thinks that I can take their house and borrow against the house. Oh, no, I have title insurance for that. No, it's in my name, or he would have to get some special document. They would call me. You know, nobody's calling you. After I've stolen the title, borrowed against it, or sold the property, or done whatever I've done with it, it's 60 to 90 days to even figure out that they're the victim of this crime. You know, by that point, you start getting foreclosure notices, and you realize you've got four mortgages on your house. Not only that, you don't even own your home anymore. It's not even in your name.
Heard enough? Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you're already a victim and enter radio for 30 free days of protection. That's code radio at HomeTitleLock.com. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
WDYZ, Altamont Springs, WOTW HD3, Windermere, WXUS, HD3, Dunellen, Ocala, WCLB, Valparaiso, Florida Man Radio. Florida Man Radio. The views and opinions on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JBC Broadcasting, management, or its sponsors.
Ed Till Show.
Is this your handiwork?
I guess.
See you in 3 hours.
Live from the deep recesses of the American psyche, where nerve endings explode into electrifying reality.
Help! Hurry! Help!
Exposing life for what it really is.
It's crazy. It's madness. I mean, people are getting ravished out there. Come on, everybody.
This is the Ed Till Show.
The Ed Till Show.
Come on, everybody. Ed Till. Come on, everybody.
American seems to be hit the hardest. United Airlines, not as hard. The bottom line is, if you have booked a flight this summer, there is a chance that you may get rebooked. They may put you on an earlier flight, a later flight. They may put you through a different hub when you're flying. They say they're going to do everything they can to cancel the fewest number of flights altogether. If your flight is completely canceled, you'll get a full refund.
Getting 70% of Americans vaccinated by the 4th of July appears to fall short, and the spread of the highly contagious Delta variant shows no sign of slowing.
Could be his salvation, but now he's talking all across the nation. It's the Ed Till Show.
Split screen for COVID between the vaccinated and the unvaccinated. Vaccinated ticket holders got a chance to see the Foo Fighters here live in concert. They were thrilled to be here. But now there are these worries for people who are unvaccinated. So case numbers continue to drop, but they're...
Now that you're tuned in, you know what I mean. People call them up, discussing everything. Love them or hate them. He's gonna have a say.
For COVID, between the vaccinated and the unvaccinated, vaccinated ticket holders got a chance to see the Foo Fighters here live in concert. They were thrilled to be here. But now there are these worries for people who are unvaccinated. So case numbers continue to drop, but there are these new pockets of concern. And as you say, that Delta variant is taking hold.
Overnight in New York City. Fighters rocked Madison Square Garden, marking the first full-capacity, fully-vaccinated concert.
You're going to have to do a little better than that to get me out, but okay. Madison Square Garden. Oh, here she is.
I said after almost 2 years.
This is the lady I like. I haven't been to a concert in 2 years. Oh, my God. I haven't been to a concert in 2 years. I love her. All right. Everybody's celebrating.
Marking the first full-capacity, fully-vaccinated concert in a New York arena since the pandemic began.
It's amazing to go to a concert after almost 2 years.
2 years. Haven't been to a show in 2 years. Beautiful. Well, I don't know. Unvaccinated and vaccinated. That's the whole deal now. If you're vaccinated, they're like, oh, yeah, no problem. I don't know if that's no problem, but they say it's no problem. If you're unvaccinated... Oof, it's getting a little claustrophobic.
One thing to watch music on TV and video, but to feel the bass, to feel the drums.
Starting today, New York State will begin slowly phasing out its mass vaccination sites, turning towards localized efforts instead. But across the South and Midwest, the race to get shots in arms growing more urgent as the deadly and dangerous Delta variant takes hold.
That's one less family member that's going to be celebrating Independence Day.
Missouri is seeing an alarming rise in new cases, up 59% over the last 2 weeks, the highest in the country. Health officials in Greene County, home to Mercy Springfield Hospital, estimate the Delta variant is responsible for up to 90% of new cases there.
Wow. We're seeing it spiking in a much younger population.
So if you flash back a little bit, in the beginning of COVID, we were told that there were going to be these mutations. And I remember looking that up and going, well, serious mutations or marginal mutations? This is a big one. So I don't know, when the Delta variant settles in, does anybody know if their vaccine is going to service this thing? And now I'm even getting conflicting reports over the weekend about a booster shot. So I'm not quite sure what we're supposed to do with what they're saying about the Delta variant. And if you're completely vaccinated, which a lot of people are not, but if you are, I wonder, are you going to be checking your own antibodies? There's a, I almost bought one last weekend. I was talking to my friend Matt Nagin, and we were talking about having natural immunity to this thing. If you've had COVID, you got some antibodies. If you, like me, had something in 2018 that was so similar, and we were all warned who had that, that this would take years for us to get our full lung capacity back. I wonder if there's any antibodies from that, but Binax is something you buy now. You order it. I saw it on TV. They have it at Walmart. And you can measure what your antibodies are to know how well protected you are, or to know how many antibodies or antigens you have. But the Delta variant is specifically trying to overcome obstacles. Isn't that why it's mutating?
In County, home to Mercy Springfield Hospital, estimate the Delta variant is responsible for up to 90% of new cases there.
Okay, so 90% of new cases, and a significant amount of people have been vaccinated. What does that mean to you?
We're seeing it spiking in a much younger population.
Craig McCoy, president of Mercy Springfield Communities, says the key is getting younger people vaccinated.
It's not a political thing. It's what we all need to do to protect ourselves and to protect each other and to help get.
Now, it was said yesterday for the first time that I saw it in a while, and it was, I think, in New York or one of these big cities, that by a definition, by the way things are in a population like ours, you're going to always have 5 to maybe 10% of people who are not indicated to take this vaccine because of other things they have.
Communities and our nation back to where we need to be.
Meanwhile, in Florida, the highest daily average of new cases, more than 1,400.
Here we go. You know, when we're doing well, nothing. No attention, no credit, just go silent on us. Anything that can negatively reflect on Florida, boy, there it is.
A COVID outbreak forcing one county there to close its entire administrative headquarters after two people died and several were hospitalized.
Of these five cases, who were younger
people. I like this guy's name. His name is Scott Hopes from Manatee County. He's the administrator there. You saw this over the weekend as well. Watch your Uzz on Monday. Yeah. The death of a couple of people, the overtaking of an office, this Delta variant, it's difficult to relax with this stuff, right?
Well, by the way, these cases all were of a severity of either hospitalization
or death. Oh, here we go again. So now we're talking like we were in the beginning. These cases get bad right away? Yeah. So how much progress were we making? And is Dr. Fauci or Dr. Walensky now going to give us a detailed understanding of what's changing in the moment on COVID?
Missouri and Florida are two of many states, really, that have vaccinated less than 50%.
So you're kidding me now. Journalism, there is no Dr. Fauci in this report. The Delta variant is getting more lethal. No Dr. Fauci, no Dr. Walensky, no Joe, no White House, no nothing. More Americans all of a sudden getting killed now. What are you talking about? It was supposed to be less lethal as we went forward. Mm-hmm. This doesn't comfort me as a citizen at all about the quality of public health. Public health working as far as you can see right now. Wow.
Dangerous Delta variant takes hold.
That's one less family member that's
so going to be... I like that phrase. It's taking hold, right? Statistically, they're watching where it is, how many people have it. What are they doing precisely about it? And shouldn't there be a further explanation about your vaccine and what you can expect from it? You have one shot, you have two shots, which one you have, and this Delta variant.
Celebrating Independence Day.
Missouri is seeing an alarming rise in new cases, up 59%.
Now, you got to watch it with this. This is NBC taking a shot at Missouri. So are the numbers accurate? They don't like Missouri. They don't like us either. So we're going to have to check these numbers on top of the alarming tone of these numbers.
Last 2 weeks, the highest in the country. Health officials in Greene County, home to Mercy Springfield Hospital, estimate the Delta...
By the way, there they are again. The nurses, last week, remember these brave women? We're not sticking a vaccine in our body until we're convinced that we should, and if we don't, we don't. Here they are again on the front line. Same nurses, same dedication, same powerful conviction in their profession. They don't care about politics. They're suiting up, they're masking up, they're gloving up, and they're going in after the new variant. Yeah, nurses, I don't worry about. Public health, have very little faith in.
And is responsible for up to 90% of new cases there.
We're seeing it spiking in a much younger population.
Craig McCoy.
So what does that tell you? What is that? All of this about the age discrimination of the original form of the virus. Goes after the old people. Goes after the people with the respiratory weaknesses. So is gain of function working? Is this virus learning how to get at young people more easily?
President of Mercy Springfield Communities says the key is getting younger people vaccinated.
It's not a political thing. It's what we all need to do to protect ourselves and to protect each other and to help get our
community. You know, honestly, I love easy stuff like that. Well, all we have to do is get the shot and everything's okay. I don't, I'm not swallowing that on Monday. I have to chew that a little bit better.
And our nation back to where we need to be.
Meanwhile, in Florida, the highest daily average of new cases, more than 1,400. A COVID outbreak forcing one county there to close its entire administrative headquarters after two
people... I'm seeing this over the weekend, and I'm like, can you imagine if you freaking die now after from COVID, after all of this? We masked up, we gloved, we stayed at a distance, taking the shots, listening to the follow-up on the shots, what's wrong with the shots, take the first shot from this manufacturer, take the second shot from another, saw that? What the hell is that all about? How bad is the second shot from the one manufacturer they're recommending you? This is insane. So you let these people take a defective vaccine? Now you want them to correct your recommendation by going to... I wouldn't have anything to do with that. I'm not going to mix companies in my arm because you say so. What happens next week when you say that's a mistake?
People died and several were hospitalized.
Of these five cases...
This guy. You know, he's sitting there going, my God, how in the hell did this thing get around, then beef itself up, and now he killed two people? From all that we know, these are people that work at the county administrator. Yeah, everybody's fully informed. Everybody has known what the risks are. So people involved in protecting others, people who are they themselves, you know, you're entitled to know that you're safe at work. If your work space and your people are there, you have a right to know you're not going to get killed just going to work the way everybody else is. Two people dead already in Manatee.
Who are younger people, by the way.
Younger. So we're breaking all of the stereotypes. Now, once again, the guy, you know, on Wall Street, they go, what's the guidance like on this stock? And when they can't see what's coming on, in the future. They say guidance is unclear. It's cloudy at this time. Use a weather analogy. Well, this is pretty cloudy. This sucks pretty bad when you're trying to crank back up and the people down at the county administrator's office are dropping like flies.
Administrative headquarters after two people died and several were hospitalized.
Oh, several more. And how big is that office? Not very big. And here's the guy in charge. What is he thinking? What's on his mind?
Of these five cases, who were younger people, by the way, these cases all were of a severity of either hospitalization or death.
Oh, so all of those reassurances about the vaccine. Don't you love when they tell you about the vaccine in terms of, well, people don't die as much? You go, well, how much do they suffer? How sick do they get? What kind of lingering after effects? How ruined are they going to be? Oh, don't worry. It's the death number is what, great. Then the hospitalization number is the other one. Oh, hospitalization. In other words, again, you get sick, but not sick enough to go to the hospital. You may still be gasping for air, flipping out, having all kinds of other symptoms, other problems get triggered from COVID. Another article over the weekend, long-term effects. People still not over it 100% from the beginning, from early 2019, early 2020, late 2019. Believe that? So who knows? Nobody knows what the long-term effect is. No one can assure you of much. How much does that suck now? Oh, no, come on back out. Everything is good. Seriously, I want you to enjoy as much as you can. Oh, those two people, yeah, they caught it and they died right away.
Missouri and Florida are two of many states, really, that have vaccinated less than 50% of their population.
How relevant is that now? I don't know. You got a brand new variant. It's devastating in some areas. Did they say if the people who died were vaccinated? We don't know much about two new deaths in a closed area. This is a workplace that was infected seven people total. How'd that happen?
Independence Day.
Missouri seeing an alarming rise in new cases, up 59% over the last 2 weeks, the highest in the country. Health officials in Greene County, home to Mercy Springfield Hospital, estimate the Delta.
You know, again, 59% increase. Look at these brave women just suiting up, man. Just grabbing their respiratory equipment on the cart and pushing it down the hallway. Love these women on the front line.
Variant is responsible for up to 90% of new cases there.
So the Delta variant is scampering all over the place. It's highly effective as somebody new on the COVID block.
It's spiking in a much younger population.
Craig McCoy, president of Mercy Springfield Community.
I don't understand. Where are the two big shot doctors? Where's Fauci and where is Walensky on a day like today? Mothers and fathers wake up, grandmothers and grandfathers wake up and they say, oh, what the hell? This thing's going the other way now? And how could that be? And what is that? You don't think they belong in the mix this morning? Or is it like government work? They get around to it when they can. It
says the key is getting younger people vaccinated.
It's not a political thing. It's what we all need to do to protect ourselves and to protect each other.
See, I wish somebody would qualify this. It is not something we can all do. And you don't want people getting injured from the vaccine. Vaccine is supposed to help them not get injured.
And to help get our communities and our nation back to where we need to be.
Meanwhile, in Florida.
You know, it's that euphemism, man. It's that empty, shallow euphemism of Big Brother telling you something, again, half true, half effective, but it's what we all need to do. It's what we're all doing. If we could all just pitch in and lend a hand, it's what we're all doing. It's not what we're all doing.
The highest daily average of new cases, more than 1,400. A COVID outbreak forcing one county there to close its entire administrative headquarters after two people died and several were hospitalized.
You know, it's just, what is that? How do you slip in a couple of deaths down at the county office? Ed Till Show, Monday, Florida Man Radio, unfiltered, unafraid. Wow. Great weekend. We'll talk about that later. But here's the bad news. Monday morning, COVID is back, and it's super deadly all over again.
More Ed Till after this.
Florida Man Radio.
The Shannon Burke Show.
Masturbating. Here's what I would do if I were you. I'd run with it. You're so stressed. Like me as a president, so much stress. I had to have an outlet. And that's where Monica Lewinsky came in. And you had to have an outlet, too. And you didn't have an intern, young intern you could turn to. It worked for me, Jeffrey. Give it a shot.
Oh, my God.
Tell that bitch Camerata to call me.
Days of three on Florida Man Radio.
141-234-1272-074635 plus tax, title, and 799
dealer fee. Best price the first time. We shop Orlando so you don't have to. At Orange Buick GMC, look for savings up to $10,000 on new GMC Acadia SUVs. New Buick Enclaves over $10,500 off. And a great big bunch of new Buick Envisions up to $7,000 off. In stock now. With best price the first time. We shop Orlando so you don't have to. At Orange Buick GMC and orangebuickgmc.com. We are professional grade.
Why are you still wearing glasses or contacts? Text WOLF to 868686 now for a free virtual LASIK consult with the Filatovsky Eye Institute and find out if you're a candidate today. Plus 2 years interest-free financing for qualified patients. Text WOLF to 868686 now.
Who you gonna call for signs, banners, and t-shirts?
Get what you need from my dad.
Elite Signs and Graphics can help with $500 off a fresh vehicle wrap. Who you gonna call for menus, promotional items, and customized shirts?
Call my dad!
Plus many items available for same-day turnaround or curbside pickup. So who you gonna call for printing, embroidery, or whatever?
My dad can help you grow your business.
Call Anthony, a.k.a.
my dad!
At Elite Signs and Graphics, 240 North Orlando Avenue, Winter Park, or online at EliteSignsAndGraphics.com.
Bubba the Love Sponge.
Hey, it's Bubba the Love Sponge. Listen every weekday mornings right here on Florida Man Radio. Powered by Anajar and Levine, accident attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733. Get back to work. Start earning and engaging in teamwork and fun when you get back into the workforce. Rock and Brews is now hiring for positions at their Central Florida locations, kitchen, servers, and more. Visit a location near you, Oviedo, Orlando, and Kissimmee. RockandBrews.com.
Big Bang Fireworks Superstore, now open in Leesburg. Big Bang Fireworks has all the big stuff. With a 7,000-square-foot Leesburg store and multiple seasonal locations, we have all your fireworks needs. In fact, we're overstocked. For directions and locations, visit RealDealFireworks.com. That's RealDealFireworks.com. And remember, at Big Bang Fireworks, everything is always buy one, get one. RealDealFireworks.com. If it doesn't say Big Bang Fireworks, keep on driving.
Hey, y'all, it's Bubba
and Cooter.
At Gatorland, there's more gators, more animals, and more fun than ever before.
And Florida residents get in for only $14.99 with a valid Florida ID now through the end of June.
For more information, go to Gatorland.com.
Hey, Orlando and Northern Florida, Bill O'Reilly here. Don't miss my upcoming tour with Donald Trump. Between January 2017 and January 2021, Donald Trump presided over an especially intense period for the USA. In a series of live conversations, we will discuss his historic 4 years in the White House and what's next for the former president. We will be at the Amway Center in Orlando on December 12th. So don't wait. Get your tickets at Ticketmaster.com today.
This water leak has caused so much damage to our home. What are we going to do?
We need to call PuroClean of Longwood. Diego and his team specialize in helping homeowners like us recover from water damage, fire, mold, whatever we need. They'll work with us and our insurance company to make sure that we're taken care of.
If you're dealing with property damage like this, contact PuroClean at 407-961-7474. That's 407-961-7474.
Come on, everybody, it's Heal. Come on, everybody, it's Heal.
Come on, everybody, it's Heal. Come on, everybody, it's Heal. Come on, everybody, it's Heal. Come on, everybody, it's Heal. You may not like what he has to say, but he's gonna say it to you anyway. He's the baddest cat around. You got the
whole damn town. He's in too. Just a voice in the wilderness that just don't make no sense. He's Ed Teal. Come on, everybody, Ed Teal, Ed Teal. Come on, everybody, Ed Teal. Come on, everybody, Ed Teal, Ed Teal. Come on, everybody, Ed Teal.
I'm vaccinated. I haven't, you know, I've been very healthy. I'm very healthy, thank God. Right direction to get ships fully back on the water.
Royal Caribbean's Freedom of the Seas sailed from Port Miami yesterday. It's the first cruise for the company out of Florida in over a year.
You ain't getting me in the crowd yet. Wow. I mean, I love her. This is the lady.
Healthy. I'm very healthy.
Love her. You know, she should be able to do whatever she needs to do. There shouldn't be a one-size-fits-all for this at all. I don't want to inhibit anybody. I want full latitude and discretion for my own. I don't want to be pressured. I don't want to be coerced here. I think there's a way to negotiate.
Yesterday, yeah. It's the first cruise for the company out of Florida in over a year.
You know, are you an initial adopter? When stuff comes out, you're like, oh, look, a smartphone. I want to get one right away. Ooh, look, a smartwatch. I want to get one right away. Electric car. I want to get one right away. Are you an early adopter? If you are, get on the cruise. Have a good time. Nobody should be giving you any grief. You're doing what you think is right. You're taking the advice they're giving you, and that ought to be enough. For the rest of us, I don't know. A deadly variant is all on the kill now, out of nowhere.
Royal Caribbean's Freedom of the Seas sailed from Port Miami yesterday.
I mean, you could try and time it, right? You could go, all right, look, the variant probably hasn't made it onto the ship yet. I'll bet you the ship is just dealing with regular COVID. They don't have the variant. That's crazy. That would be an insane calculation, right?
It's the first cruise for the company out of Florida in over a year.
I mean, you know, a test pilot, the other day they flew another brand new Boeing 737 MAX. I don't know what made it different, but it was the first premiere of the new version of it. And when I saw a thing taken off, I'm like, wow, good for them. They're having a great time. But me, no way would you get me on that plane. Swear to God, hand to God, within 36 hours, the plane is grounded. They already don't want to use it until they get a few more bugs taken out. What? Yeah.
With only vaccinated crew members on board.
I'm vaccinated.
You know, I love her. Look how great looking she is, by the way. I wonder if she's single. The idea that you've done everything to give yourself peace of mind. You're entitled to that.
I haven't, you know, I've been very healthy. I'm very healthy, thank God. And I just need to get out and see my friends and see my work family.
No one is talking about that balance anymore between going nuts and maybe you are going to take a risk. Maybe I can't know everything I'd like to know, but I got to get the hell back in there, safe or not. I respect that. A bazillion percent. Won't include me. But I will be rooting for you if that's your approach.
Voyage is part of a necessary step required by the CDC in order to prove their new health protocols work before passengers can sail again. Though on Friday, a federal judge sided with the state, ruling that the CDC overstepped its authority with its no-sail order. Governor Ron DeSantis sued the agency in April. He says people sailing out of Florida will not be required to prove they are fully vaccinated.
Dun, 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 dun. So there you go. You got the governor running cover for you on this. I hope you enjoy every single moment of it. I think just like that lady, we're all dying to have a good time. It's just that you got a new deadly variant. And if I worked in Manatee County, Florida, if I worked at that administrative building at any time in my life, it would freak me out a little bit. I would not want now a brand new chapter of we don't know it's here. We don't know what it is. It's better than the medicine we have. and two people are dead. That would be alarming to somebody like me, who's already a little bit of a germaphobe. I go in, I use that word with quotes, all my performing life, 40 years of doing all, gotten two. Two times, sick enough not to go on the air. Everything else is minor, and, you know, you try to do your best. That's what you want. You want to get sick as little as possible, not be ambushed after all this. Ambushed at the county. At the county. The county in charge of managing the public health, of administering the public health. What? Yeah, they got it. They got it and they died. How did they get it and die? I thought we were doing better against it. Oh, don't you know about the Delta variant? It's ready when you are.
But cruise lines like Royal Caribbean are encouraging guests to get vaccinated if they plan to travel.
You know, I imagine the people who cruise all of their lives, Viking, they're going through Europe, you know, these guys going through the Caribbean, fantastic, but in a tiny space like that? I mean, I'm not good with a lot of things you can catch being on top of people, but are you really? You're anxious to get back in there? Go for it. It's America? Go for it. You're a free individual? Go for it. You feel fully informed? Go for it. Can't stop them. Just keep telling me what you know, because I'm still in the huddle over here calling the play.
If certain individuals do not want to get vaccinated, we do strongly...
Finally, somebody has the guts to say it. He is a salesperson of sorts, so I'm sure he feels obligated. There are so many of us, but at least some people are being mentioned and considered now if they don't vaccinate. And if people are hesitant to vaccinate now, going, should I wait until they get a better vaccine? A vaccine that definitely covers the Delta variant? But if I wait, do I have to behave so crazy that I'll be going out of my mind? Yeah.
But we have measures in place to keep the cruises safe.
There we go. We have measures in place. But at least he's talking about the people who are not going to be vaccinated. They're not imminently vaccinating, and you better put them into your numbers of what you need for herd immunity. Don't expect everybody to obey you. This guy's terrific, but he's doing it because he's running the cruise line, and he's getting an earful, especially from that hot-looking, healthy lady there before. She had a great soundbite. I love her.
With only vaccinated crew members on board.
I'm vaccinated. I've been very healthy. I'm very healthy.
Now, there you go. She's healthy. She's vaccinated. If she catches the variant and dies, then what are you going to do? So is it from the beginning, this is Russian roulette still? You do everything, but they still find a way, these pathogens, these coronavirus molecules, whatever that thing is. I hate looking at that. I'm so tired of looking at that pink model.
God, and I just need to get out and see my friends and see my work family.
I'm feeling very excited overall.
The simulated voyage.
God, I'm very excited overall. But why don't you let her talk a little bit about her safety? Uh-huh. I see. Let's get some cursory, superficial, positive sound bites in there. We don't want to slow down all the progress that we've made. Is it progress? Two people died in one office, and they had to shut the whole office down. Oh, wait, don't exaggerate that. We're trying to make a big deal. Yes, it sounds a little bit like a big deal. Don't make such a big deal out of it.
Sure. Royal Caribbean's Freedom of the Seas sailed from Port Miami yesterday. It's the first cruise for the company out of Florida in
What does that feel like when you're pulling away from the dock, huh? Your wife is all good. I'm glad we did this. We got our shots. The grandchildren are proud of us. Down at the YMCA, they love you. You know, all this support. And then you're the one who is a little skeptical. Like, you know. This is what she wants, as she lives for this. Everybody's telling us. And now you're pulling away, and you're like, Am I on one of those old movies, Ship of Fools? Is that what I'm on? Did I get talked into this? And now the virus has me surrounded. The virus has me right in its crosshairs, just where it wants me. Who would know? And then you're on the ship. Fantastic. You get on yesterday morning, probably had to get up at the crack of dawn. Get on the ship. The first news report you hear when you get on the ship is that there's a Delta variant that killed a couple of people up in Manatee County. And you go, Manatee County, like as in Florida? Yeah, the same Florida that you're on a ship pulling out of Port Miami. How you feeling now? Ho-ho!
Ed Tails coming right back.
La, la, la.
Florida Man Radio.
Florida Man is everywhere. In your car, turn it on your radio. In the office, listen online at floridamanradio.com. In the house, tell Alexa to play Florida Man Radio. Going for a jog? Download the free Florida Man Radio app. There's no reason to miss any of your favorites, like the Bubba the Love Sponge Show, the Justin Clark Show, the Ed Till Show, or the Shannon Burke Show. Florida Man Radio is taking over. Be part of the movement now. Florida Man Radio.
If you're a business owner, you can find new customers here on Florida Man Radio with Bubba the Love Sponge.
We'll hype you up in my show, Mornings.
Have your company featured during middays.
Justin Clark here, 10 to noon.
Or jump in with me, Ed Till, noon till 3.
Or we can plug you in during Prime PM Drive.
Yep, I've got you covered during the Shannon Burke Show.
We'll create a custom marketing plan based on your goals and budget.
Just visit floridamanradio.com and click on the Advertise tab.
Taking over Central Florida and now the Emerald Coast.
Hey, it's Shannon Burke. I don't know if you heard this, but Orlando Harley is paying top dollar for used bikes right now. That's right. They're buying used bikes, and it is top dollar. I figured I'd check it out. I rode my 2015 Road Glide down there. They put a figure in front of me that blew my mind. I couldn't believe I was selling my bike to a dealership for that amount of money. I sold it. Check out their entire new and pre-owned lineup at all three Orlando Harley locations. See it all at OrlandoHarley.com. It's OrlandoHarley.com. Sales, service, parts, apparels, you name it. Orlando Harley has it. That's why they're one of the top five dealerships in the world. OrlandoHarley.com.
The 4th of July celebration starts early at Skip's Western Outfitters during the 4th of July blowout sale going on now. It's time for your new look while saving big money on boots and apparel for the whole family. Skip's has been in the same location in downtown Osteen for 42 years and is newly remodeled with even more inventory than ever. And Skip's has the world's largest indoor Western city in Daytona across from the Speedway. Save on name brands like Ariat, Corral, Lucchese, Durango, Dan Post, Harley-Davidson, Stetson, Wrangler, Miss Me, and more. Get up to 40% off select styles, plus many unadvertised specials. You can also shop from home at skipsboots.com, where orders go out within 24 hours. The huge 4th of July blowout sale going on now at Skip's Western Outfitters on State Road 415 and Doyle Road, I-4 exit 108, just 7 miles east, or the world's largest indoor Western city in the Best Buy Plaza across from the Speedway in Daytona, and at skipsboots.com.
It's all about attitude at Skip's. It's about attitude.
Attention, Rainey Construction Company is hiring. They've moved to their new location at 7496 Dotson Drive, The Villages, and now they have an immediate need for laborers, foremen, equipment operators, and mechanics. Benefits include health, dental, vision, and life insurance, plus paid vacation and more. If you're interested in joining the Rainey Construction team, call the office at 352-748-0955 or stop by and apply at their new location, 7496 Dotson Drive, The Villages. Rainey Construction Company, an equal opportunity employer.
Big Bang Fireworks Superstore, now open in Leesburg. Big Bang Fireworks has all the big stuff. With a 7,000-square-foot Leesburg store and multiple seasonal locations, we have all your fireworks needs. In fact, we're overstocked. For directions and locations, visit RealDealFireworks.com. That's RealDealFireworks.com. And remember, at Big Bang Fireworks, everything is always buy one, get one. RealDealFireworks.com. If it doesn't say Big Bang Fireworks, keep on driving.
Who you gonna call for signs, banners, and t-shirts?
Get what you need from my dad.
Elite Signs and Graphics can help with $500 off of fresh vehicle wrap. Who you gonna call for menus, promotional items, and customized shirts?
Oh, my dad!
Plus, many items available for same-day turnaround and curbside pickup. So, who you gonna call for printing, embroidery, or whatever?
My dad can help you grow your business.
Call Anthony, a.k.a.
my dad!
At Elite Signs and Graphics, 240 North Orlando Avenue, Winter Park, or online at EliteSignsAndGraphics.com.
It's the Ed Till Show.
Ed Till Show.
guess you've got nothing to lose. Won't you let me take you on a sea cruise?
I'm bored. I'm vaccinated. I haven't, you know, I've been very healthy. I'm very healthy. Thank you.
Ooh-wee, ooh-wee, baby. Won't you let me take you on a sea cruise? Feel like jumping. Baby, won't you join me, please?
Freedom of the Seas sailed from Port Miami yesterday. It's the first cruise for the company out of Florida in over a year.
I got the boogie woogie like a knife in the back. So be my guest, you've got nothing to lose. Won't you let me take you on a sea cruise?
Get out and see my friends and see my work family.
I'm feeling very excited.
Ooh, baby.
In order to prove their new health protocols work before passengers can sail again. Though on Friday, a federal judge sided with the state, ruling that the CDC overstepped its authority with its no-sail order.
I got to get to moving, baby. I ain't lying. My heart is beating.
Are fully vaccinated. But cruise lines like Royal Caribbean are encouraging guests to get vaccinated if they plan to travel.
If certain individuals do not want to get vaccinated, we do strongly recommend all the guests to be vaccinated.
Let me explain something here. If you are not vaccinated, we strongly encourage you to get vaccinated. You want to go on a sea cruise, man.
That number needs to be higher to prevent the virus from making a comeback. Orange County is planning several mobile vaccination events this week, including today at the Lake Man apartment homes on Bethune Drive. The state will also have a pop-up site today at the public library in Pearson. Two places you will not be able to get the vaccine anymore, though. The Oviedo Mall and the Kissimmee Civic Center. Those sites shut down over the weekend. But you can still get the shots at health department offices in
Central. Yeah, you know, you can go to the health department. That's good. If you go to the wrong county. If you go to the wrong county, the health department can't help you. Two people died.
Old man rhythm is in my shoes. It's no use of sitting and singing the blues. So be my guest, you've got nothing to lose. Won't you let me take you on a sea cruise? Ooh-wee, ooh-wee, baby, ooh-wee.
COVID, baby, COVID.
Ooh-wee, baby, won't
you let me take you.
And the Disney Dream is set to be the first test cruise out of Port Canaveral.
Oh, it's the best. Oh, man, Disney, health departments. Dude, everybody's chipping in to make sure you can spend some money and not get really sick. What do you think? You want to take a shot with us?
So be my guest, you got nothing to lose. Won't you let me take you on a sea cruise?
We have measures in place to keep the cruises safe.
You know, he says, we understand there are people who are not vaccinated. We know there are people who have not had the vaccine. We are encouraging you to get it. Aha. Uh-huh. Now, what if they can't get it because of some medical reason? I don't know. We're encouraging them to get it. Well, if they don't have it, are they allowed to cruise? You know, we've encouraged people to get it. We're hoping people get it. We want people to get it. It's a little bit hazy for me. Are you saying if I get the vaccine, I'm not going to drop dead? Are you saying if I get the vaccine and the variant doesn't get me? What exactly are you saying to me so I can know? When you get it wrong, I want to know what you said. I'm trying to keep it straight because I know things are going to change on this. I know you're going to have another breakthrough story that's going to reverse the whole trajectory of what you're telling us. Yeah, trajectory. What do you think? You're some kind of rocket ship? Come on, man.
Several cast members on board. The ship is scheduled to leave on June 29.
Here we go. Are you ready to go? Yeah, put it on the calendar. What happens? Well, you know, we're leaving on that day. Well, what happens between now and the time we leave? Well, who knows? Dr. Fauci has been in today. No. Really, with all of this about the deadly variant and government workers, government is in charge of the vaccine. So the same people in charge of keeping people alive have in fact died?
Thank you. And the latest report from the state shows 56% of Floridians.
Sure. By the way, this vaccine that's all over the place. I don't know what's more unstable, the vaccine or Bitcoin. All right, 321-339-1055. Ed Till Show Monday. Florida Man Radio Network, unfiltered, unafraid. And I believe Michael is on the line. Hey, Michael.
Good Monday morning, Ed Till. How are you?
I am holding down what they call the fort.
Hey, you know, I tend to be an optimistic person, Ed. But I tell you, I am so skeptical about all this, this deadly Delta variant. We've seen over time that these numbers for actual COVID deaths are inflated anywhere 40 to 60%. I don't doubt that these people might have passed away. But I've seen government workers, I've worked with government workers over the years, and they tend to be morbidly obese. Now, I don't know about these particular people, but okay, they got sick and passed away. I hate to hear that, but I don't trust any of these people, any of this data that's coming out, especially I don't believe Fauci. It's just all meant to scare the population so that they can continue to control the people who are scared. That's unfortunately my negative take on all this.
You know, I don't at all have any problem with what you're saying. If he's Mr. Science, how is he not on television this morning when people are hearing this Delta variant is actually being, attributed death to it now? Now we see it cutting through in a previously treated area like Manatee County. And in that building, I agree with you, you could have very unhealthy people there. But the main thing is, if we have a virus that we know all viruses do this, the flu does it all the time, it morphs so it can keep going. That's on them. That's on them. I don't care how difficult it is. You got to drag your butt onto the TV on Monday and stay ahead of this. I don't want to see them in 2 or 3 days explaining a Delta variant after it's now at the level of killing people. But you're right. Before you and I can know what really happened to those people in Manatee County, we're going to have to see evidence of it. But I'm looking at the guy's face. I mean, he looks like, holy cow, this friggin' thing is back for him in Manatee County. So I think you're right on.
And I hate to be that way, but especially Fauci, and he's almost become like a cult leader. Anything he says, he's never met a microphone he didn't like, and so he's all over the media last year, and he's been wrong on just about everything that has come out of his mouth. Look, and so now he's in seclusion.
Right.
Where the hell is he now?
That's what pisses me off. That's what pisses me off. If you have a guy in a car accident in a suburban neighborhood, and you know the doctor lives down the road, you bang on his door, 3 o'clock in the morning, he grabs his bag, he comes out there. He tries to do what he can, you get 9-11. That's what a doctor does. Bugs the crap out of me that he hides behind being a doctor. He's a very well-known, credentialed doctor, and he never acts like one, Michael. He has no doctor instincts at all on a day like today. A day like today, those deaths off that variant are going to be on every newscast. Why isn't he on the same newscast? I'm asking. That's rhetorically going off in my head. Go ahead. Sorry to cut you off. Go ahead.
He's hiding behind the science. Oh, if you question me, you're questioning science. Well, buddy, science is data, and you've been wrong on virtually everything. So, no, I believe the science. I don't believe you. You are a fraud.
Boom, boom. And the same thing with the girl. The girl on there, that Walensky, it's too much personality, not enough doctoring. Personality, that's you and me. Michael, you and me, we're personalities, right? Real. But when you're doing a job like a doctor, I don't want you to bring in your personality. I don't want your personality to get in the way of me. We're supposed to be allowed to use these people in the best sense of the word. I don't mean using them and trashing them, but we should be able to extract some knowledge, some reliable practice and information. And it's killing me on a day like today. They're nowhere to be found. I don't understand. I mean, I do understand.
Well,
you're right, but it pisses me off because he's like the highest paid guy up there. Why didn't he work all night? Why wasn't he on at 4 o'clock in the morning, 5 o'clock? Why didn't he blanket? Yeah, go ahead.
Absolutely. You're absolutely. But then again, Ed, if he was out there, I wouldn't believe the words coming out of his mouth.
He's got to. You know what? You are correct. He's got to step down in this I'm so smart deal and get with, I want to go over things, and you take the tone of like, you know what, I want to go over a few things. Maybe I have been going too fast. Maybe I'm glossing over some things. You know, take it on yourself and then circle back around the airport and slow it down. Slow it down. Let us hear the words. Give us a definition for a word. Let us see the thing in a common sense way. That's what we deserve. Michael, great phone call. Monday, look at you right out of the box, man, on fire. Thank you so much.
Great to talk to you, buddy. Thanks.
You got it. Take care. Ed Till Show, Florida Man Radio, unfiltered, unafraid. 321-339-1055. Curious? Very curious. Opening. Everything's great. Don't look over here. There's a couple of dead people. Where? At the Manatee County Administration Office. What? But hasn't Manatee County been getting people vaccines and keeping them distanced and telling people what to do and how to do it and where to walk and when to inhale and when to exhale? Yeah, yeah, yeah. So how? Oh, this was, they weren't ready for this? What? Yeah, this is the new thing. This is the variant, you know. Very, very difficult to have confidence in people who seem to be catching up from behind. Can't you give me, like, what's really going on at least once in a while? Dr. Fauci.
More Ed Till after this.
Florida Man Radio.
I'm News 6 anchor Kirsten O'Connor. Here are your Monday headlines. Deputies in Sumter County are investigating a shooting that left one person dead and several others hurt. It happened Sunday during a Father's Day event at Royal Park near Wildwood. Investigators have not said just how many people were shot, but say they do have a suspect in custody. And a disturbing discovery in rural Volusia County after a driver finds a man's body dumped on the side of the road. The remains were found Sunday afternoon along State Road 415 near Lake Ashby Road. At this point, deputies are not saying how the man died. And school leaders in Seminole County are expected to vote this week to repeal the district's face mask policy. Board members are set to take a vote tomorrow during a meeting. It comes after Orange County decided last week to move ahead with its plans to make masks optional for students in the fall. Remember, you can get breaking news around the clock on clickorlando.com and the News 6 app.
WDYZ, Altamont Springs, WOTW HD3, Windermere, WXUS, HD3, Dunellen, Ocala, WCLB, Valparaiso, Florida Man Radio.
Hey, Bill O'Reilly here. In a time where it's hard for Americans to secure facts and arrive at the truth about important matters, I am here to give you reality, no spin, unfiltered, unafraid. Please catch the O'Reilly Update right here on Florida Man Radio, weekdays at 9:10 and 11:50. Brought to you by Jenkins Hyundai of Leesburg.
660 AM, 105.5 FM. Streaming at floridamanradio.com.
Big Bang Fireworks Superstore, now open in Leesburg. Big Bang Fireworks has all the big stuff. With a 7,000 square foot Leesburg store and multiple seasonal locations, we have all your fireworks needs. In fact, we're overstocked. For directions and locations, visit realdealfireworks.com. That's realdealfireworks.com. And remember, at Big Bang Fireworks, everything is always buy one, get one. Realdealfireworks.com. If it doesn't say Big Bang Fireworks, keep on driving.
Everyone's loving what's going on at International Diamond Center because everything's affordable.
With 5 years, zero interest financing.
It's incredible.
Get the unbeatable low price IDC is known for and spread your payments out over five whole years without paying a dime in interest.
People are driving for hours to take advantage of this. Think about it. A $5,000 designer engagement ring for less than $85 a month.
Or a $3,000 bracelet or pair of diamond stud earrings, only $50 a month. Diamond pendants as low as $25 a month.
If you've been dreaming of that new fashion ring, pair of diamond studs, or that GIA or Forevermark certified diamond, now is the time. Pick any item, divide the price by 60 to get your super low payment.
IDC has already mounted engagement rings, like a Tacori setting with a 1-carat GIA certified diamond, just $150 a month. Or a Verragio ring with a 1-carat GIA diamond, just $125 a month.
This spectacular offer is available through the end of June.
Only at International Diamond Center.
All four Orlando locations. On approved credit, see store for details. Or shop IDC.com.
Feel that summer heat.
I was thinking of heating things up in a different way.
Yes, a visit to Premier Couple Superstore. Let's go.
Add to the summer heat with Premier Couple Superstore, with the largest and newest selection of lingerie, clubwear, and novelty items. Premier Couple Superstore has what you want. 5009 South Orange Blossom Trail, or shop online at premiercouples.net. Premier Couple Superstore, because a couple that plays together stays
Premier
together.
Premier Couple Superstore takes you where you want to go.
Our local businesses need support. They need to staff up with good help. If you're currently unemployed, you could win a back-to-work signing bonus. Thanks to Superior Financial Systems, help Florida get back on its feet again. Get a job. Or, if you've landed one recently, registered win $105 in free money. Click on contest and tell us about your new gig. Be part of the workforce again. Help Florida rally back and help yourself win free money. Five winners every week through July 16th. Enter to win the Superior Financial Systems back-to-work signing bonus now. FloridaManRadio.com.
Hey, it's Shannon Burke. Summer is coming. Are you ready to unveil that beach bod? You're in luck. Our friends at Manscaped has just launched the fourth generation performance package, which includes the famous Lawnmower 4.0. The fourth generation trimmer has got a cutting edge ceramic blade, reduced those grooming accidents, and it's waterproof. Take it in the shower or out in the wild or in a lake or a river. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code FLMAN at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code FLMAN at manscaped.com. Escape the shrubs and weeds this summer and shine with Manscaped.
Hey, Orlando and Northern Florida, Bill O'Reilly here. Don't miss my upcoming tour with Donald Trump. Between January 2017 and January 2021, Donald Trump presided over an especially intense period for the USA. In a series of live conversations, we will discuss his historic 4 years in the White House and what's next for the former president. We will be at the Amway Center in Orlando on December 12th. So don't wait. Get your tickets at Ticketmaster.com today.
Did you know that insurance claims laws are changing for Central Florida homeowners? This change will likely make it harder for you to receive a full roof replacement paid for by your insurance company. Work with Karma Roofing and Restoration. They know the ins and outs of how homeowners' insurance policies work. With all hail breaking loose with recent storms, you need your roof checked today.
Hi, this is Anoop Nai. We can assist you with the claims process from start to finish, from roofs to total rehabs. We do it all.
Call today for your free inspection. 321-GO-KARMA. KarmaRoofing.com.
CC 133-2723. Summer is a great time to conquer your flooring project. Hi, Nancy with Creative Floors. Replacing that old dingy carpet that has taken a beating this last year with a fresh new look and color sounds like a great idea. At Creative Floors, we offer the largest selection of carpet in town with the durability that can stand up to the most active households. Now is the time to take advantage of the super summer savings on all carpet. And don't miss the one-year no-interest financing. Visit us at creativefloorsonline.com for locations where it's worth talking to the experts.
This is the Ed Tell Show.
Oh my God, I was in the car all weekend, could not stop once I got out there. Wanted to go to every beach I could drive to, and I pretty much did. I told you. And I forgot how bad drivers are, and I guess they're going to be bad for a while. Nobody's been driving as much recreationally. Now, you try not to road rage back. You try not to overreact to people, don't you? You see somebody all wigged out behind the wheel. They're bopping around it, cutting in, cutting out. Nobody's using blinkers. It's crazy. So what do? I back off always. I was like, you know what? Just let them take my dad's advice. Father's Day yesterday, my dad, it was like he was in the car with me. Let them go. Let them kill each other. That's their problem. You just do what you're supposed to do over here. So that's what I try to do. As soon as we're clustering, the cars are getting close, lay back. Turn up my Cream. I have a Cream collection of music, the band Cream, classic rock band. And I have, it's called their whole career or something, like Cream's entire career. And you turn up the music and you go, these guys are crazy. So I was successful at that for a while. But I'm heading northbound on Babcock. Babcock is a great road because people don't think of it to get somewhere fast. It's a local road. They think, let's get on 95. So I live near an exit. I get around all the crowd trying to get on three lanes going into the entrance ramp of I-95. Forget it. I go around, get on Babcock. I'm living the life. Driving with one hand, got the AC going, thinking about the beach, looking at everybody else, dragging boats. This is going to be a great day. So when you are going from major intersection where people are allowed to make a right on a red and they don't respect it. If you're going to make a right on a red, fine, take a look. See what's going on. Yes, you're entitled to do it if it's safe. So crazy Honda Civic, you know, a really souped up, powerful Honda Civic. I see in the corner of the right side rear view mirror, the one that, you know, looks like a surveillance mirror, the little, what does that thing do? Is it a, it's a magnifying mirror. Thank you. So I see him in there and I go, well, you know, he's got no hope in that lane. There's no more lane left for him. I glance over and the merge, arrow is up against the side of my car. He's got no room. Now I'm trying to watch myself and what I'm doing, but I can't take an eye off this guy because he tried to pass me on the right. He ran out of road. He took out two garbage cans. I'm like, should I stop? And I looked out the window. I slowed down, stuck my head out there. He was okay. His car got a little scratched up. But my God, this is what it's going to be now. Crazy people trying to pass you. What was he going to do? Side swipe me to get onto a 35, 40 mile an hour road? So that was the first one. Second one, I'm over Beachside. Now, it was packed, right? It was slammed. So I got a couple of spots over in Satellite, up from, it come over the causeway. I like to come over the Melbourne Causeway. Are you a causeway person? I have favorite causeways. Some causeways I don't like, some causeways I enjoy. I used to work in Lake Worth, Florida, many years ago. I would walk over the Lake Worth Bridge. Causeways, bridge, love all that stuff. So I got my favorite, Melbourne. Coming over the Melbourne Causeway, looking for a parking space at Indy Atlantic Beach, and swiping the card, sold out. Putting quarters into the parking meter, sold out. No problem. I go ambling up to Satellite. I'm at a red light. It's three of us. And again, everybody is pumped up. You got beach towels sticking out the window, surfboards, paddle boards. You can feel how everybody's going to go nuts when they get to the beach. This man, he has to be 75 years old. We're stopped at a red light. Satellite Beach has warnings everywhere that we are connected. Oh, I was looking up there. I saw some stuff. They have these green signs on A1A. If somebody wishes to cross the street, all they have to do is stand in front of the walkway. You have to stop your car. There's a place for you to stop. They tell you how to stop, and they even have a divider, a physical divider between the right and the left lane on A1A. You're only doing 30, 35 miles an hour. Then they have the divider. Then the instructions. They have everything besides a guy pointing at you going, you better friggin' stop. You stop. So he doesn't want to use any of this, of course. He's 72. I'm sure he's lived here all of his life. Real beach dude all the way. He is on his feet walking between cars. He's cutting in, cutting out. I don't see this. I'm waiting for my light to turn green. And again, I'm going to be in a 35 over here when we start moving. It's not like I'm going to lunge with the car. But I swear to you, I was on the phone with a friend of mine. And just as my light goes green, the car in front of me begins to move. He walks in front of my car like he was on top of me. And I said, man, if my reflexes weren't good, if I wasn't really doing nothing at the time, he would have been killed. I would have killed this guy. One guy, I could have sent him into a wall. I don't know what that was all about with the Honda Civic. But this guy, I saw his face. I'm like, oh, my God, I could have killed this guy. And if he jumped in front of me and I'm doing 5-10 miles an hour coming off a dead stop, it's a green light, and he walked between traffic, I don't think you're going to be prosecuting Ed Till for that. I don't think that's going to be a vehicular homicide. I think that's going to be a tragedy. That's what really freaked me out about it. I'm like, this is one of those things they talk about like on Wall Street. This is an inefficiency in the market. You got traffic lights, you got crosswalks, you got warnings, you got green things that stand up in the road. You let them cross. If they're in front of you, a million directions and regulations all over could have killed the guy. Now, when he got in front of me, I wanted to yell at him. He was walking so fast and away from me. By the time I got the window down, I go, hey, he was out of earshot. I whipped out the camera, got a picture of him, because I can't get over what kind of person, like, you know, his family is going to sue my ass off, right? His family's going to be crying. This is grandpa. How could you do this? How could you take away the patriarch of the family? And it would have been 110% on him, but I don't want to be the guy that crushed grandpa. And he looked like a hip grandpa. He had the, you know, Hawaiian style shirt there, the beach shirt. He had the floppy hat. But man, he's just wheeling on his feet in between moving traffic, and I could have killed the guy. And for about a half an hour, I kept thinking, what would have happened? How, would I have explained that well enough? Is some witness going to say, well, that nice man wasn't doing anything wrong. That lousy, stinking driver that was paying no attention. Yeah. The sympathy would have been all for his beach shirt and his hat, and he's lived there forever, and he looks like he... But come on, man. Don't make me a murderer on the road, either by walking in front of me, or you're in a merging lane. What do you say? He was speeding the Civic. The Civic is... Whoop. This guy, the Civic is on the right. This guy walked in on the left. Wow. Okay, so I forgot about that. Then I also forgot about the leapfrog people. Have you been driving with them in the past couple of days? Doesn't matter. Red light coming, intersection coming, doesn't matter. Does he plow right through the red light yesterday? Did everybody screech into the intersection in front of him? Yep. Ironically, I look up and there's Andretti Thrill Park. I look in and there's a bunch of kids on go-karts. I go, how annoying are they going to be when they get a little bit older? So I don't know what was going on, why people were crazy, why that man had a death wish. You ever have anybody walk in front of your car and you have to, or does your car, is your car like a Volvo or something, a Volvo, where the car knows that somebody is there? Do you have that kind of sensor in your car that your car is actually looking out for people to back you up? Yeah, I don't have that. I have a mechanically operated automotive vehicle. I have to do the braking if braking has to happen. So, would love any of your experiences to go along with mine. Yeah. Did you ever see somebody almost get killed on the road? Did you ever almost wipe somebody out? And you didn't, but you could have. How long does that stay with you? For me,
that'll be good for another couple of days. Mm.
Now, Melbourne Beach, beautiful cookout yesterday. Latina mama is making, I guess, some kind of pork. It smelled delicious. The father is catching fish. The little ones are carrying the bucket with the sand and the fish to mom. Mom is cooking, cleaning. Dad is casting and reeling in. I almost asked him if I could join. They smiled at me. I waved at them. I kept walking. But, man, I felt like Uncle Bruno was out there. It was 1961 all over again. So, Melbourne Beach, beautiful cookout and fishing. When... let me get the next one here for you. Yeah, this is not going to be good. Okay. So, in the Atlantic Beach, a beautiful public beach there, nice people. The guy is dragging the boat. He's got a Key Wester. I guess that's the make of the boat. He's whipping through the intersection. The boat is swerving all over. People are looking at him like something's wrong with him. And I don't know how he got the boat in the water. Lost him for about a half an hour or 45 minutes. Now, he's coming by these condominiums, and everybody and his family is trying to warn him about something from their balcony. He's coming by on the boat, trying to show off to everybody who's crazy on the road. But now he's in charge of the boat, waving. They are giving him a some kind of ominous warning, and he refuses to take it. He leaves them. One of the guys comes out of the condominium. This is unbelievable. He's chasing the boat on the beach. I'm looking at the balcony. I can't imagine what happened. All I could think of, somebody in the family must be in distress, and this guy is out there having a good time. But to watch a guy run after a boat, it was a crazy days yesterday at the beach. Reminded me of... my dad did that once when we had to, I told this story yesterday, not on the air, but I was telling it to a friend of mine. Father's Day, I don't know, I must have been like 5 or 6 years old, and we went to Whitestone Park in the Bronx, under the Whitestone Bridge, beautiful park. And my dad says, today we're going to fly a kite. Like, you know, again, he never said it like we're going to fly a kite. He would say, we're going to fly a kite. So I go, wow, okay. So my dad says, don't worry, I'll get it up there, and then you'll be able to hold on to the string. It's going to be great. So I'm watching. He gets the kite up there. That kite is whipping around with the backdrop of the bridge. It's beautiful. Hands me, remember the spool of string? It wasn't just a string end. It was like a ball of string. Hands it to me. I hold it for about 5 seconds. The wind pulls on the kite, and I let it go. He flips out. Not at me. He tears ass after the ball of string. We're in the middle of Whitestone Park. I think the kite's got to be at about 25, 30 feet, maybe 3 stories up in the air. He will not give up. He runs. And then there were sea oats where you're about to go into Long Island Sound. My mom, Ed, be careful. I'm watching. He looks like Superman from some episode. He comes out of those sea oats. He's holding the ball of string. Kite got away, but he got that ball of string. Ran full out. This guy yesterday is running full out trying to tell a guy on a boat something. Running on the sand, screaming. So much for a relaxing day at Indy Atlantic Beach. Moved up to South Patrick Shores for a while. Now, I don't know, Indy Atlantic, this is a reputation, I guess, I'm unfamiliar with. A little bit snooty? What? A little bit everything is private? I pull in to a public parking lot in Indy Atlantic. There's 5 other cars in there. Somebody's taken out a paddle board with kids. Another one had the hood open, and it looks like the car might have been stuck. You know, maybe I can help out over here, see what they're doing. This will be another beach report I'm going to do. Within 5 seconds, she rolls up on me in the golf cart. Oh, yeah. Rolls up on me like I'm some kind of trespasser. There's cars all over. It's a parking lot. And this is a public beach. There's no admission to get into the beacher. Calm down. So as I think I'm going to help the guy who's got the hood open and having a problem, I think his mom was with him. I was going to see if I could help out. It was 95, 93 degrees in the heat. This woman rolls up on me and she says, you can't be here right now. You have to. I said, I'm sorry. I don't see any signs. Well, you have to have a permit to park here. I said, oh, okay. I understand. How do I get one of those? Well, you can't get one now and you have to leave. I said, ma'am, all I'm asking is how to do it the right way. Well, I don't have time for that right now. You need to. And she was so curt that I looked over at the people struggling with the car. And I said, I don't know why she's being like this. I'm happy to help you guys, but I think I have to evacuate my parking space so this woman, ma'am, what are you going to do, write me up? What are you going to do, take a picture here, send surveillance back to the home office? You can't allow me to ask this other distressed motorist if I can be of help to them. And if I can be of help to, you know, I have that road side assistance stuff. I can hit a button and somebody shows up. So that's what I'm thinking. Oh, not with the parking lot manager. Yeah, literally like, come on. What's going to happen? I thought of the Beatles in the movie Hard Day's Night. They're kidding around before a show, and they go on a private piece of land. And all they do is run around and sing a song. That's all they do. They run on the grass. So at the end of the scene, the caretaker comes out to shoo them away. Hey, get out of there. And I think George is the one who says, oh, sorry, mister. Did we walk on your grass? Did we damage it by enjoying it? Yeah. So I had to hurry up and evacuate the friggin' parking lot. I was not allowed. I said to the mother of the two of them, I said, you know, if you need me, I'll circle back. And I did. When I was coming back, I took a look and they were gone. Wow. Don't get caught in an it was an empty lot. There was nothing going on. She could have said, well, you know, you should get a permit next time. You probably didn't know that, but sure, go ahead. You want to help those people for a couple of minutes? And I'll give you a few minutes here. When I come back in 10 or 15, just don't be here. It would have been fine. I'm a cooperative guy. I want things to go well in the parking lot. But man, a little bit tight. People a little bit tight yesterday. You can relax. You can exhale. We go back to the cookout. Everything is good. Oh, man. Smell all that good pork. Oh. And she's cooking away. The mamacita. She's cooking away with the heat. 93 degrees in the sun. And she's cooking. Love that smell. So, that was great. Things were generally pretty good. You had lots of room on the beach. We were not slammed yesterday in Satellite. Satellite had a lot of good walking around room. Saw a lot of kids. Saw a lot of the three generations were out there. Got some excellent pictures from my family over the weekend. And in each of my up north family photos, I kept trying to juxtapose them into coming down to visit. Like every picture, I would say, oh boy, you guys would love this. Boy, you guys would love that. So it was Ed Till on beach patrol. So I hit South Patrick, Satellite, Indy Atlantic. Oh, Indian Harbor. I left that. I'll tell you more about that later. 321-339-1055. Marla is checking in. Hey, great to hear from you. What's going on in Detroit, the Motor City?
I will freeze as of 12:01 tomorrow morning.
Fantastic.
No more masks. They're opening the restaurants.
So happy.
I still have to wear the damn... I still have to wear the face diaper to get on a bus.
Oh, so you're gonna diaper? Yeah, gonna need some face diaper there. So, all in all, do you feel like it's ending Do you feel like this thing is over, or are they setting us up for the Delta variant and they're going to come down on us again? What do you think?
Well, I'm figuring on the 12th, our great governor, yeah, right, is going to claim there was an uptick in COVID and shut us down again.
Right.
But for a couple of days, I'm free.
What is it? What's the first thing you wanted to do? I ran to those beaches. I almost went Friday night, but I waited till Saturday morning. I went Saturday morning to the beach, Saturday afternoon to the beach, Saturday night to the beach, Sunday to the beach in the morning, Sunday to the beach in the late day. 5 trips to the beach. Could you tell I missed the beach? What do you miss the most?
I miss going into a grocery store and breathing.
You just want to go shopping and buy some groceries and be left alone and buy what you want to buy.
And breathe. And go to Wally World there and breathe.
Do you know I did that? I swear to God, I got to the ocean yesterday. I threw my arms up and I just said to my lungs, here we go, baby. Here's some ocean clean air. Suck it in. Let it circulate. I consciously enjoyed my breathing at the beach. Isn't that crazy?
Yes. Well, our beaches have been open.
No go.
And, you know, we could have a few people there. You didn't have to wear the face diaper at the beach, but they limited the people that could go.
Where am I going for the closest beach from where I was in Royal Oak? I don't remember what my closest beach would have been when I lived right outside of Detroit.
A good one is Spencer Lake. It's a man-made lake. It's very small, very private, and $5 to get in.
Right on. And you can put the pontoon boat. Yeah, can you get the pontoon boat on there? Get all your buddies and a lot of beer and food and cute girls? Can you do that?
No, that you got to go to St. Clair Shores.
Oh, that's it. I do remember St. Clair Shores. Okay. All right, so that's where I'd be going.
Yeah.
Now,
I'm not in the middle of nowhere.
Is your news full of people, big crowds all over the place? What are they showing you on the news?
Not yet. Not till tomorrow.
No. Are you Okay. Are you a boater? I saw some boat people yesterday, man. A guy was driving his boat like a maniac. You could tell he couldn't wait to get it in the water. Do you go out on a boat?
Sometimes. Well, I'm waiting for my daughter's pool to finally open, and then I'm going to be out there swimming.
Super. Hey, congratulations. Your daughter married. Looks like a great guy. Looks like they have a beautiful...
Not yet.
Oh, that was the engagement?
They're getting married next year.
That was the engagement.
For her engagement, he bought her a house.
Wow, I was going to say, what a beautiful home he got for them. Yeah. Boy, you got to feel good about that, Mamacita. Look at how your daughter's doing. She picked a good guy, huh?
Yeah, finally. Well, they've been dating for almost 7 years.
Finally. Oh, man. Well, what else? What else is there to do? Do you say to yourself, now, I'm going to be doing stuff. Here's the top 3 or 4 things I want to do. What else are you looking forward to that you haven't done in like a year and a half?
Sit in a restaurant. Go into a restaurant without the face cycle. Sit there and have a meal.
Gotcha.
I don't have to cook.
Ah, I hear you. Oh, my God, absolutely. All right, I'm up against the clock. Marla, love you. Great to hear from you. I promise next phone call will be me to you, and next time we'll talk, okay?
Yeah, you better get out here. It's September, Jewish New Year, I'm cooking again.
Is that, you know what? There's going to be big, big doings and gatherings all year. Absolutely. The minute I'm in the vicinity, you can count me knocking at the door, all right?
Well, we're doing it at my daughter's house. She's got a bigger house.
Nice. All right. Well, I would like to give my benediction on the whole scenario there, the couple and their beautiful home. Marla, thanks.
More Ed Till after this.
Florida Man Radio. it's Jesse Kelly. It's only right for me to have a home here at Florida Man Radio, unfiltered and unafraid. That's what you get from me, unapologetically. Take a ride with me, and we'll talk everything from pizza to politics. Whether it's tackling serious issues the mainstream media outlets are too scared to touch, or having a good time cracking jokes with all my red-blooded Americans out there. It's all for you weeknights at 7 p.m. on 660 a.m. and 105.5 FM, Florida Man Radio.
If you're a business owner, you can find new customers here on Florida Man Radio with Bubba the Love Sponge.
We'll hype you up in my show, Mornings.
Have your company featured during middays.
Justin Clark here, 10 to noon.
Or jump in with me, Ed Till, noon till 3.
Or we can plug you in during prime PM drive.
Yep, I've got you covered during the Shannon Burke Show.
We'll create a custom marketing plan based on your goals and budget.
Just visit FloridaManRadio.com and click on the Advertise tab.
Taking over Central Florida and now the Emerald Coast.
Call me, Mark Anajar, at the law offices of Anajar and Levine at 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733 for a free consultation. And take back control of your life.
Office in Orlando.
Who has time for contacts? Find out if you're a candidate for LASIK today by texting WOLF to 868686 for a free virtual LASIK consult from the Filatovsky Eye Institute. 2 years interest-free financing for qualified patients.
Attention, Rainey Construction Company is hiring. They've moved to their new location at 7496 Dotson Drive, The Villages, and now they have an immediate need for laborers, foremen, equipment operators, and mechanics. Benefits include health, dental, vision, and life insurance, plus paid vacation and more. If you're interested in joining the Rainey Construction team, call the office at 352-748-0955 or stop by and apply at their new location, 7496 Dotson Drive, The Villages. Rainey Construction Company, an equal opportunity employer.
I'm personal injury attorney John Dill. You may have heard attorneys advertising about their success rate. It's important to find out that attorney's personal experience in the courtroom. I've tried more than 200 civil jury trials and recovered more than 200 million in jury verdicts. If you want a trial lawyer, get the real Dill. Offices, Orlando.
Get the real Dill, John Dill.
Florida Man Radio and Pizza Hut of Central Florida are teaming up to raise money for Children's Home Society of Florida. This year, the need is even greater to help the children of our community. If you can, donate even just a dollar to Children's Home Society of Florida at any participating Central Florida Pizza Hut. You can help homeless kids and teens right here in Central Florida find shelter, guidance, and care. Let's do some good in our own backyard. Donate at any participating Central Florida Pizza Hut location and learn more at chsfl.org/Pizza Hut.
Hey, it's Shannon Burke. I had a great conversation with my friend Billy at Orlando Harley last week, and he's telling me that Orlando Harley's pay top dollar for used bikes. And I said, top dollar? And he said, top dollar. I said, what do you mean top dollar? And he said, top dollar. So I figured I'd give it a shot. I took my 2015 Road Glide down there. 20 minutes later, they came down with a figure on a piece of paper, and all I could say is, wow. Check out the entire new and pre-owned lineup at all the Orlando locations. See it all at OrlandoHarley.com. There's a reason that Orlando Harley Davidson is one of the top five dealerships in the world. For all your Harley needs, go to OrlandoHarley.com.
It's hailing, it's pouring, your roof needs exploring. A shingle ripped and water dripped, and now it's all over the flooring.
Hey there, Central Florida. This is Anoop Nai, owner of Karma Roofing. From roofs to total rehabs, we do it all. Call 321-GO-KARMA today to schedule your free roof inspection. At Karma Roofing, we do the right thing.
KarmaRoofing.com.
CCC 133-2723.
Ed Till Show.
This show is going to be different.
This show is going to be about you.
Talk, baby.
I say what I think. And then who's ever offended?
You treat people like you're morons.
You know, this next topic has never been a popular one. And I'm still doing the same thing with it because it's the right thing to do.
Whole freaking subject that I can't.
Oh, this freaking subject's going to drive you nuts. Been driving me nuts for like the last 40 years on the air.
Question authority.
We're American and damn proud of it.
Damn proud of it, okay? We're free people. We want to make up our own minds, live the life that we want. We don't want to be told what to do.
Today we're going to try and say his name.
Come on, everybody.
We got to do something about this.
Question authority.
All right, look. It was a nice day for a parade in Wilton Manors. Then a driver plows into people. So it's a gay parade. It's a pride parade. Don't call it a gay parade. And it's an LGBTQ. Everybody's invited. It's a parade. We're out there to be proud of how different we are. That's what they say.
What do you say we get together and paint each other up? Hey.
Exactly. They get together, they're painting each other up, having a day. So, all of a sudden, it turns to tragedy. You go, oh my God, it must be anti-gay. It must be Donald Trump's people. It must have something to do with the January 6th. No! It was none of that. And that was after all the news coverage suspected that, right? We didn't have any journalism available. No, the accusations, the presumptions are flying all over the place. Anti-everything. I heard somebody drove into that parade and deliberately killed someone. It was terrible for an hour or so.
Well, he said that he would rub small little sandbags all over my head.
Look, it's a parade. What do you want from me? These people are having a good time. If they're rubbing little sand baskets on their ass, what do you want from me? That's what they do. They're having a parade. But you don't get to accuse the whole society of hating you until you know if the society hates you. You know, society ran into the parade because society doesn't like it. No, had nothing to do with that. That was a false accusation. I'll tell you what it was. It's the same topic I've been talking about since I began. 77-year-old people should not be driving. What are you, nuts? Oh, no. Great-grandpa, he took an exam 30 days ago. He was fine. He's 77. It's a deadly machine out there when you're driving a car and you get distracted or you forget where you are or something startles you. No, I'll do it. You know, you're ageist, you're terrible. I've been taking grief and guff on this for 40 years. I don't care. Stand by what I say. Began with this topic here in the great state of Florida many years ago, 1981, began this topic. Why? Because we have a lot of elderly folks. Elderly folks like my dad at the time. You know, talking about him yesterday. I did a nice tribute to him. You know, check that out. It was a little video talking about dad. But dad's not going to know. Dad's not going to agree to anything. So the two of us are living in Los Angeles about a half a mile apart. And he says, come on over to my place. And I go, yeah, I'll follow you over there. So I get behind him on the main road. And I notice that he's hugging the right side of the road. And first I think, well, has he got a tire problem? Is he going to pull over? What's going on? No, he's just hugging the right side of the road. So we get to his apartment, pulls into the parking space, and I'm looking at him like, does he think that this is okay? Is he all angry that he had to move over to the, what's his frame of mind here? It doesn't say a word. So we get inside and I say, hey, Mario Andretti, what was that on the way over here? Why were you driving? Oh, these people, they drive too fast. I pull over to the side so they can pass me. I go, Dad, that's not what that's for. That's where people park on that side. There is no passing on this road. I think it was called Valencia Boulevard at the time, right outside of L.A. So, what are you talking about? So right away, defensive, I said, hey, this is it. Not going to be able to drive anymore. What are you talking about? I said, hey, this is it. You're not going to drive anymore. And by the end of the day, honestly, he was relieved. You know, of course, I'm going to be the chauffeur, but that's okay. I don't want him driving into a fire hydrant, driving into another car or a person, because there he was. They will continue to try to drive. And that's not something you don't like or something you want to discourage. That's great about him, my dad at the time, or whoever it is. But the rules are the rules. You can't have a 77-year-old. Now, special cases, there's always going to be one. You want to try and figure out a method that will make the rest of us okay with a 77-year-old? I don't know how you're going to do that. I'm open to it if you could do it, but hearing vision, reaction time, 7. Now, when they finally figured out yesterday in Wilton, you know, before they declared the LGBTQ world war or whatever it was going to be, they did put two and two together, and I'm sure most of the marchers understood exactly what's going on. Who doesn't have an older person in the family that doesn't want to face that the end is near? And that's one of the things that lets you know, oh boy, now you're not driving anymore. Oof. How soon are they going to start digging? Yeah. When do the shovels come out? It's a little bit tough, but you have to have a firm rule on this. Is 75 a good enough number? Couldn't we say nobody over 75 drives? Nobody over? They're going to hit you with all necessities. We can't live, but you gotta get off the road. When you're a danger, if you wait until something happens, look in yesterday. Not to mention, for the first hour or so, they're going to think you're some kind of enemy until they figure out that you're just old and you don't know what you're doing, or you didn't see it, you couldn't hear it, you didn't understand it, you were startled. And of course, many of the elderly folks, men and women, love them to death. Great grandma, great grandpa. There's always a case where they're startled and they hit the gas instead of the brake. So I never thought this was controversial. I have never gotten any agreement on this in 40 years, but here it is again. What's the, how would you better protect people from 77-year-old drivers than simply make a numerical rule? Is that unfair? Is that unconstitutional? Does that bother you that there would be an age where it's just too old to drive? You get an Uber, you get something to get you around, but you can't be behind the wheel when you don't know that you could kill some, and then you do kill somebody.
Ed Till's coming right back.
Florida Man Radio. Previously on the Bubba Loves Fun Show.
I think Blitz secretly hidden that from behind.
K-Man, see if you can give me that AI.
No!
Hold on.
Kinda fine. I find she kinda fine. I think Blitz secretly hidden that from behind. I know Bubba liked that bar, and he's about to press rewind.
Oh, he called you out!
He called it out!
He called you out on it!
That was great!
This guy's in my head.
Bubba the Love Sponge mornings on Florida Man Radio.
Adam and Eve is not giving you 10% off and not 20% off or even 40%. Your discount is even bigger. AdamandEve.com is giving you a whopping 50% off. But why stop there? In addition to 50% off, you also get 10 free gifts. That includes a racy item for him, a sensuous toy for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy.
Ooh.
And 6 extra special bonus items that are sure to rev your engine, pique your curiosity,
ooh,
and even blow you away. And best of all, free shipping. Always delivered in discreet packaging. So rethink your bedroom routine. Go to AdamandEve.com and enter the station's exclusive code at checkout, FLMAN, and get, you know the discount, 50% off almost any item and 10 tantalizing free gifts. That's FLMAN. FLMAN.
Who you gonna call for signs, banners, and t-shirts?
Get what you need from my dad.
Elite Signs and Graphics can help with $500 off a fresh vehicle wrap. Who you gonna call for menus, promotional items, and customized shirts?
Call my dad!
Plus, many items available for same-day turnaround and curbside pickup. So, who you gonna call for printing, embroidery, or whatever?
My dad can help you grow your business.
Call Anthony, a.k.a.
my dad!
At Elite Signs and Graphics, 240 North Orlando Avenue, Winter Park, or online at EliteSignsAndGraphics.com.
Hey, y'all, it's Bubba.
And Cooter.
At Gatorland, there's more gators, more animals, and more fun than ever before.
And Florida residents get in for only $14.99 with a valid Florida ID now through the end of June.
For more information, go to Gatorland.com.
Florida Shore Firearms in Longwood is a premier dealer of Liberty Safes. Looking for help in choosing a Liberty Safe? Florida Shore Firearms will help you find the Liberty Safe that's right for you, and they'll help load it up too. Florida Shore Firearms stocks all major brands of firearms and specializes in AR-15s. Buy, sell, and trade guns, ammo, and accessories. They have something to protect you, and Liberty Safes will help you protect it. Florida Shore Firearms, 1231 South Highway 1792, Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
If you've been injured in a car accident, attorneys tell you there is nothing more important than getting treated as soon as possible. In fact, you only have 14 days from the date of the accident to see a medical professional and have your insurance cover your treatment. This is Dr. Noah Herbert, D.C. of Orlando Health and Injury Center. If you've been in a wreck and need to be checked, call us today at 407-723-PAIN or make an appointment today at OrlandoHealthAndInjury.com. That's OrlandoHealthAndInjury.com.
Hey, Shannon Burke, I don't know if you heard this, but Orlando Harley is paying top dollar for used bikes right now. That's right. They're buying used bikes, and it is top dollar. I figured I'd check it out. I rode my 2015 Road Glide down there. They put a figure in front of me that blew my mind. I couldn't believe I was selling my bike to a dealership for that amount of money. I sold it. Check out their entire new and pre-owned lineup at all three Orlando Harley locations. See it all at OrlandoHarley.com. It's OrlandoHarley.com. Sales, service, parts, apparels, you name it. Orlando Harley has it. That's why they're one of the top five dealerships in the world. OrlandoHarley.com.
Bubba the Love Sponge.
Hey, it's Bubba the Love Sponge. Listen every weekday mornings right here on Florida Man Radio, powered by Anajar and Levine, accident attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733.
Parade. One person is dead, another two were injured after being run over by a driver in a pickup truck. This happened right as the parade getting started. And
you listen to how that sounds. It must have swept through the media. Dennis is on the line from Destin. Hey, Dennis, welcome to the Ed Till Show. Nice to have you along on a Monday. Welcome.
Thank you, sir. I'm just here visiting from Dallas and had the wonderful pleasure of a tropical storm to delay my flight and then cancel it. But before I left, I did want to offer a perspective on your perspective of 30 years. Can I do that, sir?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
I hate to say it to you, but I think it's a little dated.
Let me follow. Let me be specific. What's a little dated?
Well, kind of like the old speed limits were set up to save gas, right? They don't really make sense.
Well, I'm not talking about the speed limit. I'm just saying 77 is just too old, period. Now, what are you saying? I didn't follow. You agree or you disagree with that?
What I'm saying is
look, 77 is too old. Do you disagree or you agree 77 is not too old? What do you think?
I disagree entirely because
you disagree. Okay, you disagree. Now, how could you ever assure the community that a 77-year-old dude is okay? What would you use to demonstrate that it's not a problem?
Go ahead. Can you hear me, sir?
I said all I'm asking is what would you offer to support that they could actually drive? Go ahead. Yes.
I would suggest, sir, that you buy him a Tesla with an auto drive feature.
I don't know what you're talking about. Now, mentioned what I was talking about. Hearing, seeing, and reflexes. What do you think is relevant there? What's important?
Okay, 3 points. Seeing, LASIK. Second point, improved hearing aids. Third, self-driving vehicles. You don't have to take people off the roads anymore because
I think you do. See, here's what I think. Can we go over what your suggestions were? I thought they were a little insufficient. I don't think your suggestions are good enough for a 77-year-old to not kill people. Okay. And I think it'll be a terrible accident. They will be surprised that they did it. But a hearing aid? Seriously? All right. Okay.
No, I said LASIK. I said improved hearing aid. Third, most importantly, family.
But I'm saying, even go slow. Dennis, just go slow with me. Dennis, let's discuss this. You're going to say to people they have to have mandatory eye surgery?
No, what I'm saying is if they elect to do so, that should get preclude.
Why should that be okay? Okay, explain to me. I'm not seeing that, no pun intended. Why is it okay, even if they got LASIK? Why? Yeah, go ahead. Well, if we could just go slow, Dennis, that's my point.
I'm sorry,
my point is that people are so different that at 77, you've got no shot of certifying them. Exactly your point. They're too different. How would that work to our advantage? Just show me how this could help to keep them on the road.
Sir, my best point seems to have been lost in transmission. We have self-driving automobiles now.
Oh, boy.
That never existed 30 years ago. We have an amazing potentiality to assist our elderly drivers.
You know, these are such emotional, hopeful adjectives that you got me going. I'm with you. But this is all a talk. We don't know self-driving is any good. We don't know if self-driving isn't gone in a couple of years. We don't know if the elderly are going to learn how the self-driving car, how they're going to afford that. I'm with you in hoping. I would hope. But I don't see what we could do to not get people killed. It looks like right now a 77-year-old is going to kill people. It looks that way.
I hear what you're saying. It's 5-10 years, so I would agree with you almost 100%. What I would say, however, with artificial intelligence, they can not only be better for an elderly driver, maybe self-driving, but in addition to that, they can monitor them. Big Brother can do more things than that, right? They can understand, for example, if their lane changes are bad or if they're driving, for example, well under the speed limit of regularity. Those are a couple metrics that they use for monitoring elderly people that are in bad shape for health purposes. They can now be applied to SARS. All I'm saying is stay.
Hey, you know what? Those are great points. A call's a little bit noisy. I still have you, but you're making some great points there. The thing that remains for me with a lot of what you're saying here is, will the barrier be that they actually have to hit somebody? Do we wait until something happens, or is it more fair to the public to say, look, 77. This is, you're asking too much out of yourself. Who, you have to recognize that the variables here are exactly the things that are decaying with them. And even quickness of reflex, clarity of assessing a situation. Those are tough. Those are very tough. Go ahead.
They're also measurables, right? You had George H.W. Bush skydive. First time at, 9 years old, I think. I mean, there's a measurability within context that allows them to drive or not drive that I think should be the primary determinant.
That's, you know, something, I have to, the call is just deteriorating, but I have to say, Dennis, you have flipped me a little bit here. Along the way, I've always been flexible on this for exactly what you're saying. What drives me crazy, and I guess maybe I do have the wrong solution, and I think you have demonstrated that I, doing what I'm thinking, might be too one-size-fits-all, okay? Could be. I think at some number we have to recognize, but I agree there's a lot to be said for that. The thing I hate is to see innocent people on both sides. A family devastated with a dead relative out of nowhere, and the elderly person now devastated that this is what came out of a confused moment. I'd like to give you the last word on this, Dennis. Go right ahead. It's all yours.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate having an open mind on the topic. I've only recently had mine open. At the end of the day, utilitarian argument what works best for the most people. My only perspective is maybe a little different. Don't make 75 mandatory, just make it mandatory testing. And then allow for them, the elderly,
I know. You got it. You're absolutely right. I appreciate it. The call was really a tough connection, but it was totally worth it because what you had to say was great. It's just so difficult, and here we are. You are backflipping me here because for 40 years, I've been feeling this issue. I arrived in 1977, University of Miami, clustered into the massive population, and it was the Canadian drivers, and it was the elderly drivers. I couldn't believe what was going on. I'm tooling around in my Malibu. Windows open in Miami. That's how new I was. Windows open. 8-track is blasting. CB radio under the dash. And I can't believe these little adorable elderly women can barely see over the dashboard. And they're lurching upward to make sure they can barely see. If they relaxed, forget it. They would be eclipsed from the road. Yesterday, I saw a young woman doing this, taking the back road, coming in through Malabar, Florida, coming out of Melbourne Beach and that whole beach ride I did. And there was a gal. She was drifting to the point where she was over the shoulder and she was gonna like tilt the car over. I put the flashers on her a couple of times, the brights, waved to her, are you in trouble? She was clutching that wheel. I don't know, she was lost, scared, but she was young, Dennis. Age had nothing to do with what a hazard she was on the road, easily could have killed people. It's great, you know, frustrating for me, because I just don't want to see the elderly man go, oh my God, I did what? And save their life, save their life. Sorry, sir, we couldn't save him. And the dude is devastated. The family has to look at it like, well, he didn't mean it. We lost an incredibly beloved human being, but this gentleman didn't mean it. And it really can't be prevented. How do you say that at the funeral? Oh, it really can't be prevented. It's just what happens. You know, a little of this, a little of that. And before you know it, we're lowering them 12 feet under. Woof. Little bit much for people to accept.
It's still in its early stages. One official tells us this was not an act of hate, but a very unfortunate accident. Let's go straight to CBS4's Bobeth Yates. She is live at the scene with more details. Bobeth.
Well, Carly, as you mentioned, one person is dead tonight. And
did you catch the reporter's first name? Bobeth. There it is. B-O-B-E-T. Bobeth? Babeth, Babeth. All right, lovely name. She looks like a very nice reporter.
Another one is in the hospital with severe injuries, but is expected to recover. But right now, most of the people here for the Pride Parade are just shaken up.
That's what I'm talking about. The shaken up thing. It's like Otis Redding with that song, Shake. I want to shake. You got to shake. You are just, you know, fatuzzed. You're coming out of your skin. And you say, it's got to be something that we could do about this. Then Dennis comes along and Destin says, all right, Till, you can let go of this idea. You've been working on it for 40 years. I don't think it's going to fly, Ed Till.
Fused that to have something that was meant to love and bring everyone together turned into this.
Stunned and shocked.
Here we go. Now, the elderly man, we haven't even mentioned him yet. So far, he would be an unspoken villain in the story.
Just wasn't what I was expecting.
David Banter was among those walking in the parade when things took a turn for the worse.
I was behind the vehicle, the truck, and it just revved and took off, and I seen the one gentleman go flying.
He says he saw two people laying on the floor and rushed over to help.
Oh, man. You find out that you're responsible for that. It would seem like there's something we could do. All right, 321-339-1055. On the other side of the news, Greg will join us on the Ed Till Show, Florida Man Radio Network, unfiltered and unafraid.
More Ed Till after this.
Florida Man Radio.
I'm News 6 anchor Kirsten O'Connor. Here are your Monday headlines. Deputies in Sumter County are investigating a shooting that left one person dead and several others hurt. It happened Sunday during a Father's Day event at Royal Park near Wildwood. Investigators have not said just how many people were shot, but say they do have a suspect in custody. And a disturbing discovery in rural Volusia County after a driver finds a man's body dumped on the side of the road. The remains were found Sunday afternoon along State Road 415 near Lake Ashby Road. At this point, deputies are not saying how the man died. And school leaders in Seminole County are expected to vote this week to repeal the district's face mask policy. Board members are set to take a vote tomorrow during a meeting. It comes after Orange County decided last week to move ahead with its plans to make masks optional for students in the fall. Remember, you can get breaking news around the clock on clickorlando.com and the News 6 app.
WDYC, Altamont Springs, WOTW HD3, Windermere, WXUS, HD3, Dunellen, Ocala, WCLB, Valparaiso, Florida Man Radio, The Justin Clark Show.
I'm not paying $28 million for anything.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe like a big house on the ocean, right?
No.
No, not even. I'm saying if you have it. if I had $1 billion, I would buy a $28 million house. But I'm not paying $28 million to get in a dumb rocket ship for 11 minutes.
No. Mm-mm.
I don't care how many billions of dollars I have. I don't think I would pay for this.
That's a waste.
Weekdays at 10 a.m. on Florida Man Radio.
Attention, Frogger's Grill and Bar locations are hiring for all positions. That's Old Town, Oviedo, Apopka, Altamont Springs, and Maldora. Apply in person or go to froggers.com to complete an application. And on a different note, if you're looking for plenty of large screen TVs and a great atmosphere with plenty of food and fun, Frogger's is the place. And don't miss out on Frogger's amazing menu, where everything is fresh, never frozen. Frogger's Grill and Bar, hopping with food and fun.
Did you know that generic drugs are just as safe and effective as brand name drugs? Generics might look different, but they work the same way. And they can even save you money. Don't believe me? Ask your doctor or pharmacist. Or visit fda.gov/genericdrugs.
Southeastern Fitness Equipment has the gear you need to get your beach body back. Huge inventory overstock sale happening now. Receive up to 25% off top brands in fitness, like Body Solid, Life Fitness, Tough Stuff, and more. Located in the Target Plaza on Orange Avenue in South Downtown, southeastfit.com.
Big Bang Fireworks Superstore, now open in Leesburg. Big Bang Fireworks has all the big stuff. With a 7,000-square-foot Leesburg store and multiple seasonal locations, we have all your fireworks needs. In fact, we're overstocked. For directions and locations, visit RealDealFireworks.com. That's RealDealFireworks.com. And remember, at Big Bang Fireworks, everything is always buy one, get one. RealDealFireworks.com. If it doesn't say Big Bang Fireworks, keep on driving.
Who you gonna call for signs, banners, and t-shirts?
Get what you need from my dad.
Elite Signs and Graphics can help with $500 off of fresh vehicle wrap. Who you gonna call for menus, promotional items, and customized shirts?
Call my dad.
Plus, many items available for same-day turnaround or curbside pickup. So, who you gonna call for printing, embroidery, or whatever?
My dad can help you grow your business.
Call Anthony, a.k.a.
my dad.
At Elite Signs and Graphics, 240 North Orlando Avenue, Winter Park, or online at EliteSignsAndGraphics.com.
4th of July starts early with a huge bang of a sale at Skip's Western Outfitters in downtown Osteen for 42 years. Newly remodeled and expanded with even more inventory. And the world's largest indoor Western city in Daytona. Get huge 4th of July savings on new Dan Post boots featuring work boots, including steel toe and water resistant. Durable and long lasting with cushion comfort from the first step. And Skip's just got in 20 new styles of women's dingo boots, fashionable and edgy, and cool collars and hot styles. Rock and roll with a Western flair. It's a 4th of July blowout on all Laredo boots. America's top choice from classic Western to fashion boots. Check out the huge selection of Laredo boots at Skip's Western Outfitters on State Road 415 and Doyle Road, I-4, exit 108, just 7 miles east. Or the world's largest indoor Western city in the Best Buy Plaza across from the Speedway in Daytona. And at skipsboots.com.
It's all about attitude at Skip's. It's about
find out if you're a LASIK candidate today. Text WOLF to 474747 for a free virtual LASIK consult from the Filatovsky Eye Institute. 2 years interest-free financing for qualified patients. Text WOLF to 474747 now.
So last month marked the 3-year anniversary of me proposing to my wife and the kid. And if it wasn't for the help from the awesome team over at Victoria Jewelers right in the heart of Baldwin Park, things may have not have gone as smoothly. You see, you followed me on this journey. You saw what Dustin, Frank, the entire team at Victoria Jewelers in Baldwin Park did to my mom's old engagement stone, which was a sapphire, which happened to be what my wife wanted in her next engagement ring. Victoria Jewelers in Baldwin Park, what they did to customize this ring and make it one of a kind was absolutely amazing. I know what you're thinking, Central Florida. You're thinking, oh, it's custom. You had to pay an arm and a leg. No, that's not the case. Frank explained it to me over at Victoria Jewelers. He said, custom doesn't mean more expensive. You're not paying for big name branding, so you actually get more value for your money when you buy custom. See the team at Victoria Jewelers in Baldwin Park today.
Bubba the Love Sponge.
Hey, it's Bubba the Love Sponge. Listen every weekday mornings right here on Florida Man Radio, powered by Anajar and Levine, accident attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733.
Ed Tail Show.
A devastating conclusion to the Wilton Manors Pride Parade. One person is dead, another two were injured after being run over by a driver in a pickup truck. This happened right as the parade was just getting started, and although the investigation is still in its early stages, one official tells us this was not an act of hate, but a very unfortunate accident. Let's get
started. Everybody.
It's you. Oh, my. I don't know what that would be like. You're looking at the deceased. You're looking at a 77-year-old who is just devastated by what happened, but had no clue what was going on at the moment. One of the first issues we did on the air 40 years ago, and I was in favor of a cutoff for driving. Dennis calls in from Destin in the last segment. He's right. You can't really dispute and dismiss what he's saying. All right, Greg's on the line, 321-339-1055. Love to hear from you as well. Greg, welcome aboard, my friend. Thank you for calling in today.
Thank you for taking my call, Mr. Till.
You bet.
Once again, very engaging dialogue, as I expect nothing less.
Thank you.
To follow up on Dennis's explanation here about the self-driving stuff, I say it's a no-go, and he shot his own argument down without even knowing it. Did you listen to the quality of his phone call?
I did. I thought he opened up the variability so big that it's really not a solution. I love the generic idea, but he's confident.
I'm talking about the technical. I'm talking about the technology aspect of it. It was not clear. It was not crisp. It was not unimpeded in terms of data transmission.
I agree.
And so he wants all these vehicles to run on this very imperfect technology that we currently have. It's just not feasible. You cannot have that kind of delay when, as you said, little Johnny or little Susie or grandma or grandpa strolls out in front of a vehicle and you expect technology to recognize and all of a sudden humanize itself for that fraction of a second and make the right decision?
Hey, this is it. You're good. You're like some kind of Rod Serling guy or like Alfred Hitchcock now. You're really going in. It's true. My experience, right? I'm an old coot, dude. I've been trying new stuff, new technology, automatic this, pilot lights will warn you, this never happens again, we fixed it forever. I went through all this, 1960s, 1970s, mid-70s, the space program, doing it all and every one of them, my God, the space program. I'm, elderly Ed Till. They blew up on the launch pad. My mom is sitting right there. I felt worse for my mom. She immediately called Aunt Adeline, get Aunt Norma on the phone. These poor, brave men, This was the leading edge. This was the most expensive equipment you could find. These were scientists. Forget about Dr. Fauci, man. You take a scientist in the early 60s at NASA, that is a disciplined, intelligent, incredible practitioner of a science. Not like today. So I'm with you in general proposition. I don't, but here's what's still gnawing away at me, Greg. There is the leap forward in all technologies that we never know is emerging. And it could make the whole issue that I'm concerned about go away. And if I'm unwilling to use technology, then am I a trifle Luddite-ish and slowing down my own progress? Do you know what I'm saying there?
Yeah, to a certain extent.
All right, thanks.
I'm still curious about how we handled this this over 75 or over. I'm sorry, you said the cutoff age would it be 77?
Well, 77, I think, drivers? Is a great illustration of where you're over the line. So you want to make it the 76th year is the year you don't drive. You drive a full 75. And in your 76th year, you surrender. That sounds right to me, always has.
I respectfully disagree, and here's why. I think we should have a mandatory retest over age 70, let's say. Because if you want to go by age, there's plenty of drivers out there who are, you know, just getting their license. And they're still not good for another 5 to 8 years behind the wheel. Heck, most of these kids, because they've been grown up on screens, they have no spatial or depth perception.
Yeah.
And that's one of the most critical components when you're behind the wheel.
Dude.
And they just can't make that connection.
Without a doubt. Look, that's how I almost killed that guy yesterday at the beach. I swear to God, if I rolled over him, even at 5 miles an hour, he's a dead man. It's an older guy cutting in. So he could have been a little bit not up to speed. Like maybe he didn't perceive I should look at this traffic light before I cut through traffic. They can't see me. None of that seemed to occur to him. So it's a really tough call. Testing, as you're saying, that's what all of my colleagues along the way would always say to me during the break. You know, you're being a little too arbitrary on this cutoff. You should really test them individually. And I always say the same thing. Well, you're going to get diminishing test returns. How good is passing the test on Monday for keeping them safe on Thursday at a certain age? Early on, of course, 40, 50, 60. But once we get to 76 and 77, dicey. Go ahead.
No, I agree. You don't know how quickly that curve is going to go on the downslope.
That's it. That's what I'm saying. Hey, by the way, a great connection here today. Where are you at in Connecticut? I have so many friends and family all over that state.
I'm in Fairfield County.
Shut the front door. What?
Yeah, your story's going to Fairfield.
Come on, baby. The Fairfield Inn, the inn at Fairfield Beach, is still my favorite place to go when I'm up there. Queens Grant is where my beautiful cousin lives. On the other side of town near Black Rock Turnpike is the lovely Aunt Florence. Yep. Wow. All right, you're awesome. Thank you for making the call. I'm sorry if you're starting to get noisy, but fantastic, Greg. Thank you. 321-339-1055. I don't know. You're going to have a special. Now, when is that going to run? You know, if you're going to start, and I agree, you do this with pilots. You do this with lots of important professions. Human life could be at stake, right? You have the pop-in. We just want to see how you're doing today. Go right ahead. We'll just be here observing. There's that kind of beautiful pop quiz, but you're not going to do that with these folks. You're going to go... You're going to go, they have to make an appointment to come in for the certification. Now, my dad is gone. I talked about him yesterday, Father's Day. But an old friend of mine who's a brilliant actress and a beautiful, fantastic human being, her father, Norton, is alive. Norton is 82, and Norton will be down there trying to get his license restored. You make any test for Norton, he will study it, know the test, he'll talk to the other people who have taken the test, and he will pass that test. And if he has to shoot himself full of amphetamines or whatever the hell it is to make it happen, he's going to challenge the reasonable folks, right? Reasonable people are going to say, look, we have a test. It's a 50-50 thing. You know, don't kill yourself to pass the test over here. If you got to kill yourself to pass it, maybe we don't want you on the road. Norton's going to, he's going to pass. He's going to work the building and find out what's a passing grade. How many am I allowed to get wrong? Because he's going to be determined to prove to you that there's nothing wrong with him. And, what can you do with folks like that? First, you gotta love them to death. That's exactly what made the country great. That's how we won World War II. With Norton's attitude, now he's an older man, but he still sees the world the same way. I'm gonna do as much. I'm gonna be independent when I do it. I don't wanna talk to people about my driving ability. I don't wanna, that's who he's gonna be. So in the meantime, what happens if you're walking down the street with this guy and he's done everything to pass all the tests?
Straight to CBS4's Bobeth Yates. She is live at the scene with more details. Bobeth.
Bobeth.
Well, Carly, as you mentioned, one person is
Are you stuttering? No, that's her name. Bobeth. Really? B-O-B-E-T-H. It's a beautiful name. Shut up. What are you making fun of the kid's name for?
Tonight, and another one is in the hospital.
I'm not making fun. It's Bobeth. I never saw anything. All right, so now what? What do you want to declare a national holiday for that? You never saw it. Great.
With severe injuries, but is expected to recover. But right now, most of the people here for the Pride Parade are just shaken up.
This is where we left it before. The shakeup in a world like we're in now? There were 87 or 88 stories that broke immediately suspecting terrorism. Now, witnesses must have seen the 77-year-old driver. That must have been visible to somebody.
Used that to have something that was meant to love and bring everyone together turned into this.
Oh boy.
Stunned and shocked.
Now, he's a good example. You could use him as the canary in the coal mine here. He's not flipping out thinking it was deliberate. Okay? So there's an eyewitness who did not spout terrorism and panic and motive before they knew anything. So off to a good start.
Just wasn't what I was expecting.
The banter was among those walking in the parade when things took a turn for the worse.
I was behind the vehicle, the truck, and it just revved and took off, and I seen the one gentleman.
Can you just see Grandpa in there? What? Oh, I gotta cheese it. The cops are coming. He's gonna feel like he's in a 1930s movie. He's gonna act like Jimmy Cagney is getting caught robbing a bank. Oh, yeah, what the? You can imagine the audio to him. It's muted, but he does hear a wall of
flying.
He says he saw two people laying on the floor and rushed over to help.
I was actually one of those.
Here's something else, right? Grandpa heard the thud of the... Oof. Did Grandpa know what that was? Did Grandpa think that was an item? Did he know it was a human being?
Persons that rendered first aid to one of them.
Banter added the truck was also participating in the parade and had a pride flag on it. The driver was even wearing a pride shirt.
Oh, see, now this is terrible, right? This, oh, God. Grandpa, what did you do? What do you mean? Your grandfather was trying to do the right thing. I was trying to get some pride, ride my truck. I'm going down the street. I was doing everything. Grandpa, do you know what? One of those people you hit is dead.
A senior official briefed on the incident tells CBS Miami that the initial indications are that this was an accident. The driver of the truck is telling police that his foot got stuck between the gas pedal and the brake.
Oh, my God. How many times has this been the thing? Wow. How old dinosaur Ed Till. How many years ago, somebody, I'll look it up in the break, the guy emptied a bus bench in Miami Beach. No, a woman. A woman is traveling northbound on Collins Avenue, and they're all out there, Gertie and Bertie, and all the little, waiting for the bus. I'm waiting. I'm standing in the bus shelter. I'm waiting for, and here comes crazy lady, unintentional. Unintentional crazy lady. She's headed northbound. It's a very slow traffic area, but her foot got caught. She was trying to stop the vehicle. She goes up on the curb. I forget the casualty toll. And I'm not going to jinx it by trying to guess at it. It was bad. National coverage on this. And I believe when it happened, I think I was at the radio station in Palm Beach. I think I was at WPBR, the talk of Palm Beach County at the time. Uh-huh. Wow. So here we go. I don't know how my foot works. I don't know where my foot is. I don't know what my foot is doing. But the engine is revving. Oh, I don't know. It's caught in it. Oh, la, 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 la. And then he's got the shirt on. Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah, I hope you're not proud of this.
Causing him to lose control. But Wilton Manors police say it's too early to confirm those details.
Oh, look, you know, at least he's going to get a fair shake. Look at the officer who's handling. All right. All right, Grandpa's not going to get railroaded by some Ed Till, you know, jury tampering here. Grandpa's going to get a fair assessment.
Well, you know, with any stressful situation.
Oh, listen to her. She sees her own grandfather. But, you know, somebody's going to be in the morgue over this. Somebody is being bagged and toe-tagged as we speak.
People are going to have varying accounts of things. They're going to be affected differently.
Hey, Greg, she sounds like you. That sounds like Greg. Open-minded. Dennis and Destin, open-minded. Marla in Detroit, open-minded. Everybody with an open mind today, except Ed Till.
They're going to see different things. They're going to make different conclusions. And we, as the lead in...
God, is she single? Yeah, a little bit young, but you never know. She could be an old soul.
Details. Well, you know, with any stressful situation that occurs, people are going to have varying accounts of things. They're going to be...
Ed, your coffee's ready. Oh, my God. Did you make me coffee before you went in for your early shift at the precinct? Oh, you're so thoughtful.
Wilton Manors police say it's too early to confirm those details.
And you know, she's on the Wilton Manors police force. How about that? Yeah. All right. Very nice. Yeah, you know, I don't think there's not a lot of ghetto activity in the Wilton Manors area, but she's reasonable, down to earth, very in touch. You're not going to have any problems here with police brutality with this gal.
Well, you know, with any stressful situation that occurs, right, people are going to have varying accounts of things. They're going to be affected.
Then you look to the side, she's got the chloroform over the guy's face. No, we're helping you. Stop. It's not funny.
Differently, people are going to see different things. They're going to make different conclusions.
That's all. They see it differently. They look at it differently. They think about it differently. They say it differently. They interpret differently. They feel it. It's all just one big, you know, it's like Fantasia. Wasn't that a great movie? She's got it all covered. She's inclined to just write this up. I already saw the old guy. You know, he's... this is not a thing. Let's move on. She's already there.
This whole situation that occurs, people are going to have varying accounts of things. They're going to be affected.
God, wouldn't you love to be at the dinner table with her in the evening? What's going on? Well, you know, people at work have varying things and their points of view and say, wow, you seem to be so level-headed about it. Do any of these points of view persuade you or assuage you in any way? No, you know, just everybody's got a different way of looking at it.
The gas pedal and the brake, causing him to lose control.
Oh, but Wilton the gas pedal and the brake. Which is, you're 15 years old, your father's got you in a parking lot, and he says, all right, see if you can pull into that space now. And you drive right up on the grass. What are you doing? Oh, right, I hit the wrong pedal. You better not do that when you're out on the road. That's what your dad says back in the day.
This was an accident. The driver of the truck is telling police that his foot got stuck between the gas pedal and the brake, causing him to lose control.
It's my foot where I get the pins and needles. I get pins and needles on that foot. Don't you know? That's not my good foot. That foot doesn't feel everything. You know, it's a it's a little bit of a cold-hearted foot, you know.
But Wilton Manors police say it's too early to confirm those details.
Well, you know, with any stress...
Are you old enough to be a cop? She's adorable, this one. She's even got a little eyeshadow on there. Yeah, this is... I'll tell you, policing is taking on a whole new image.
Situation that occurs, people are going to have varying accounts of things. They're going to be...
Of course, things can occur, things don't occur, then they occur again. They can recur, they can occur, whatever you got.
Him to lose control. But Wilton Manors police...
I'm starting to lose control of how adorable she is. Wow.
It's too early to confirm those details.
I'm thinking Glenn Levitt for this one. What are we ordering? I got all kinds of grief about Evan Williams over the weekend. Somebody, Evan Williams? Why don't you just drink McCormick? And I didn't even know what he compared it to. But I guess we'll get her the Glenn Levitt. Huh? You want to do that? Yeah, or the Johnny Walker Blue? I don't know. The color of the label.
Well, you know, with any stressful situation that occurs, people are going to have varying accounts of things. They're going to
absolutely.
Be...
You want a sidecar with that, or you just want to do it neat? How do you want that that shot?
...affected differently. People are going to see different things. They're going to make different conclusions, and we...
A double! Yeah, no, it's been that kind of day. It's a beautiful community, Wilton Manors. A double it is. On me for the officer right here.
Lead investigating agency for this incident, we have to talk.
So what do you do when you're not fighting crime? What is an officer of the law do in her spare time? Swimming laps anywhere? I can come and I can time you.
To all of those people, we have to gather all the evidence. We have to review every piece of this.
No, this could be a lot of homework. I'd be happy if you want me to pitch in. It's just a volunteer. I'm old enough now. I can be senior citizen volunteer. Help you out. No, seriously, what do you got? You got stuff to file? You got any filing cabinets around here? What do you got, flash drives? I could transfer data? Whatever you're looking for that would help you do a better job. Right now, you're killing it.
As the lead investigating agency for this incident,
look,
we have
whoa,
to
whoa,
talk.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Lead investigate? What? Wow, prodigy. Look who is burning her way up the career ladder. Lead investigative agency to you, sir. Not just any investigative agency.
Varying accounts of things. They're going to be affected differently. People are going to see different things. They're going to make
totally differently affected. I think this is a completely different affectation than I'm feeling here.
Different conclusions. And we, as the lead investigating agency for this incident, we have to talk to all of those people. We have to gather all...
Oh, man, I'm here. As long as you want to talk, ask me anything.
Ed Tail's coming.
Wow, I'm ready to talk to you.
Florida Man Radio.
The Shannon Burk Show.
I currently have not the remarks to give, but I shall phone you on the morrow.
On the morrow.
You've already classed up the joint now.
See?
You certainly did.
Yeah.
Or something else.
I just have one question for Bubba. Are you actually a rich doctor with a Porsche? I have my reasons for asking, and I believe they are legitimate.
No.
Yes, I'm a gynecologist.
If you're a business owner, you can find new customers here on Florida Man Radio with Bubba the Love Sponge.
We'll hype you up in my show, Mornings.
Have your company featured during middays.
Justin Clark here, 10 to noon.
Or jump in with me, Ed Till, noon till 3.
Or we can plug you in during prime PM drive.
Yep, I've got you covered during the Shannon Burk Show.
We'll create a custom marketing plan based on your goals and budget.
Just visit FloridaManRadio.com and click on the Advertise tab.
Taking over Central Florida and now the Emerald Coast.
June's Veteran of the Month from Florida Man Radio.
My name is William Boyles of Altamont Springs, and I'm a veteran of the United States Marine Corps. I was nominated by my wife, Charlotte, to be Florida Man's Radio Veteran of the Month. As a sergeant in the Marines, I did 3 active duty tours, 2 to Iraq and 1 to Afghanistan. I'm currently an advocate for trying to help my fellow soldiers and their battles with PTSD. Thank you, Florida Man Radio, for supporting veterans.
Thank you to all the vets and active military serving our country. Powered by TrueLeave.com. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Jeff Adams. Let me tell you about my good friends at Four Seasons AC. If you are in need of a new AC unit or have existing problems, give them a call today at 407-295-9231. They can be out at your house or your business to evaluate the situation. Total pros. I've used them in the past. We've used them here at the Florida Man Studios, and I recommend them to you. Give them a call at 407-295-9231 or at 4acnow.com. Four Seasons AC, the AC company you should have called first.
Big Bang Fireworks Superstore, now open in Leesburg. Big Bang Fireworks has all the big stuff. With a 7,000-square-foot Leesburg store and multiple seasonal locations, we have all your fireworks needs. In fact, we're overstocked. For directions and locations, visit RealDealFireworks.com. That's RealDealFireworks.com. And remember, at Big Bang Fireworks, everything is always buy one, get one. RealDealFireworks.com. If it doesn't say Big Bang Fireworks, keep on driving.
Hey, it's Shannon Burke. I had a great conversation with my friend Billy at Orlando Harley last week, and he's telling me that Orlando Harley's pay top dollar for used bikes. And I said, top dollar? And he said, top dollar. I said, what do you mean, top dollar? And he said, top dollar. So I figured I'd give it a shot. I took my 2015 Road Glide down there. 20 minutes later, they came down with a figure on a piece of paper, and all I could say is, wow. Check out the entire new and pre-owned lineup at all the Orlando locations. See it all at OrlandoHarley.com. There's a reason that Orlando Harley-Davidson is one of the top five dealerships in the world. For all your Harley needs, go to OrlandoHarley.com.
Attention, Rainey Construction Company is hiring. They've moved to their new location at 7496 Dotson Drive, The Villages, and now they have an immediate need for laborers, foremen, equipment operators, and mechanics. Benefits include health, dental, vision, and life insurance, plus paid vacation and more. If you're interested in joining the Rainey Construction team, call the office at 352-748-0955 or stop by and apply at their new location, 7496 Dotson Drive, The Villages. Rainey Construction Company, an equal opportunity employer.
Stop. Listen. I'm bankruptcy attorney Walter Beninati here by your side. Do you miss that time in your life when your phone didn't ring off the hook from debt collectors? A time when things were easier, when your credit was clean, no repos, no late notices, no charged off debt? Well, I'm here to tell you that you may be able to go back to that place you miss. It's time to learn about bankruptcy and what it can do for you. With payment plans and a free consultation, you got nothing to lose. Pick up the phone and call now. Call 407-BANKRUPT or go to 407bankrupt.com. Office is Orlando, Kissimmee, that's 407bankrupt.com. Google it.
Niagara calls from frenzied listeners.
Mr. Till.
It's the Ed Till Show.
Ed Till Show.
Do you think it's all just overkill? Do you think that we should chill? Dear Mr. Till.
You know, I'm on both sides of another issue. What is it? Wishy-washy with the internet? Anything you hear? Last thing you hear? Come on, man. Come on. Hello. Come on, bloke. Stand up for... Well, I'm on both sides. What am I going to do? Lie? I can't lie, but I like both sides of what I'm about to say. You're up in Destin. You're having a beautiful day. Fort Walton Beach, 103.1. Florida Man Radio in Northwest Florida. Luxuriating in everything that Northwest Florida has. Look at those beautiful skies. Look at the beautiful beaches. They're winning awards. Oh, my God. Wallet Hub. What the hell is Wallet Hub? What's Wallet Hub? What do you care what Wallet Hub is? It's a website, and it says the beaches are good.
Radio.
So, what's the problem? What are you so divided over? Well, you ever ridden in a helicopter? You ever go on a helicopter ride? It's a lot of fun. Been on a small plane, even more fun. But helicopter, real easy. Jump in there. They take you up there. They just elevate right off the ground. And then you hover, and you look at stuff, and you take a close look at stuff, and you could do the traffic if you felt like it because you're up there. Awesome. Oh, that's fantastic. How could anybody object to a helicopter ride?
Have we become so hideous?
Yeah, what are you? Right. Yeah, what are you, friggin' hideous? What's your problem? Oh, a helicopter ride. Helicopter ride? Why are we talking about going for a helicopter ride? I guess you haven't met the Destin City Council. The Destin City Council will now come to order. Presiding today, Ed Till. Well, I have the minutes of the agenda, and I hope this agenda only takes a couple of minutes. Good night, everybody. Let's get Robert's Rules of Order. Well, that's pretty misogynist. Why isn't it Roberta? What's Roberts? Oh, I see how this is going to go. It's going to be a testosterone-driven helicopter one side. Hey, back off, Boogaloo.
Hey, Mr. Till.
The city council would like to address the complaints that are coming in. Margaret over here is trying to watch her favorite television show. And she loves living in Destin, and she pays taxes, and she's a nice lady. She's always at the supermarket. She's got a beautiful family. And if you are making her upset, you got to go through me. Well, ladies and gentlemen, a point of order. I would like to ask for a point of order. Mr. Till doesn't even live in Destin. Overruled. Mr. Till, continue with your presentation. Well, the quality of life that we all enjoy is inextricably linked to the economy. The economy is what we love, getting rid of this foul disease. We're cranking it back up. The last thing we're going to do is put another burden on Margaret and Myrtle and everybody else who's down at the city council. They do not want to hear your helicopter. Now, if you can make yourself a quieter helicopter, if you can run these little helicopter tours someplace nearby, but not buzzing over sweet Margaret and sweet Myrtle and Gertie, and they're all out there. They're having lunch, and they don't want to. So, you know, today, he says to me, on electric sewing machine like that, I use a double bobbin. And I said, no, you don't. You'll get the, and, oh, these women are trying to do the bobbin thing. They're talking about their Singer sewing machines. They're talking about shift dresses, summer clothing. This is what they've lived for. You can't be treating them like it's Robert Duvall in a Vietnam movie. Remember with all the helicopters? Uh-uh. So the helicopter and Myrtle are trying to work things out. I am of two minds, as I am today. I think yesterday I was out with so many people. All of a sudden it dawned on me. There are other thoughts, Ed. Arnie, it came to my attention that other people are living as well as me. I saw many of them yesterday on planet Earth. Welcome aboard, sir. Always nice to talk with you on Monday, Luna Monday Arnie from Fort Myers. Hey.
That's right. It is a Monday. I've been trying to get a nut off a lawnmower. I'm going to take a sledgehammer to it.
That's it. What could there be any better therapy than taking a sledgehammer to anything? It's always a good idea.
Yeah, that's what I feel. Like I got to watch my emotions here. Cause ain't gonna, you do it, ain't it? You're ruining something here.
You got to watch your emotions. I second that emotion. For loving me. I second that emotion. Yeah, anyway, that's good. Yeah, good song.
Can't trust that day, right? Can't trust that day in Manic Monday and
cannot
all the other. Yeah. And you know, that guy in Wilton Manors, you know, being there, you know, remember I told you it's the gay capital of.
Yeah. You know, you got us ready for the parade. I didn't know you were giving us parade prep that day, but you did talk about the gay community in Wilton Manors. Yeah.
Yeah. I think he was getting a BJ. That's why he went right through.
Yeah, okay. So you're like my cousin Frank. You always got to go right. See, there you go. Now you got to get 100 letters. They're not going to write to you. They're going to write to me. Beautiful. It's a possible scenario, Your Honor. I would like to bring this witness back after lunch, after I've had a chance to. All right. Well, there's a fair observation from a distance. Have you ever seen a pride parade? Have you ever witnessed a pride parade?
Only on Screw Tube.
on YouTube. See, I did comedy in Greenwich Village for 4 years, 6.5 nights a week, and the parades there for Halloween, you have to get a vaccine just for the parade. They have parade vaccines. You take them 2 weeks. They're crazy. They're wild. Arnie, thank you for the call. I'm going to move along quickly today. Jeanette is calling in from Destin. Jeanette, already, we're fast friends. I love your name. My aunt's best friend is Jeanette. Welcome, Jeanette, to the Ed Till Show on Florida Man Radio.
Well, thank you. Does she spell it with a J or a G?
She is a J-E-A-N-E-T-T-E. That's the Jeanette that
we have.
Oh,
that is me.
Look at us. Look at us. Immediate fast friends. Well, welcome aboard. It's nice to chat with you today.
Well, thank you. I tried to call earlier on a couple subjects, actually. The first one I just wanted to pipe in on is the person calling from Destin complaining about the helicopter.
Yes.
You live near one of the largest Air Force base in the world, Eglin Air Force Base, with helicopters flying over the beaches every day, jets going every day. It's a tourist area. It's like, why wouldn't you expect to hear the noise from the helicopter going over, and it's no different than what we deal with every single day over in the panhandle here. Sounds like the same spoiled people with they're wanting their beaches to be, the whole beach to be private. They still want the city, they still want the convenience of the trash pickup.
Yeah.
You know, to come pick
up
all their
I'm that jerk. I'm that jerky guy. I'm that idiot guy. I got thrown out of a parking lot yesterday for not having a permit, and the parking lot was empty. Oh, I wish I had friended you last week. I bet you could have advised me on how to manage my weekend so much better.
You could have.
I am sorry. No, I'm talking about the owners that don't want...
Yes.
They want to block off the beach to the public. That's what I'm talking about.
I got you. No, I hear you loud and clear. I got you. No, you're right on. Will you do me a favor? Can you hang on for a couple of seconds? I got to take this break.
Sure.
But I would love to know what you were thinking before when you were thinking about calling in as well. Let's do that when we come back, you and me.
Love to.
Same here. Same here. Loving this phone call already, Jeanette. Jeanette is online from Destin. I got to call my Aunt Florence. We have another Jeanette. And we have Jeanette. We had Jeanette up the street. She was always a businesswoman, Jeanette. Jeanette always looked great. We used to look at, my mom would say, oh, there's Jeanette catching the bus to go to the train station. The working girl. Jeanette in Destin is on the line. Love to speak with you also. 321-339-1055. It's the Ed Till Show Monday. Florida Man Radio Network, unfiltered and unafraid.
More Ed Till, after this.
Radio.
Florida Man is everywhere. In your car, turn it on your radio. In the office, listen online at floridamanradio.com. In the house, tell Alexa to play Florida Man Radio. Going for a jog? Download the free Florida Man Radio app. There's no reason to miss any of your favorites, like the Bubba the Love Sponge Show, the Justin Clark Show, the Ed Till Show, or the Shannon Burke Show. Florida Man Radio is taking over. Be part of the movement. Now, Florida Man Radio.
If you're a business owner, you can find new customers here on Florida Man Radio with Bubba the Love Sponge.
We'll hype you up in my show, Mornings.
Have your company featured during middays.
Justin Clark here, 10 to noon.
Or jump in with me, Ed Till, noon till 3.
Or we can plug you in during Prime PM Drive.
Yep, I've got you covered during the Shannon Burke Show.
We'll create a custom marketing plan based on your goals and budget.
Just visit floridamanradio.com and click on the Advertise tab.
Taking over Central Florida and now the Emerald Coast.
Hey, Orlando and Northern Florida, Bill O'Reilly here. Don't miss my upcoming tour with Donald Trump. Between January 2017 and January 2021, Donald Trump presided over an especially intense period for the USA. In a series of live conversations, we will discuss his historic 4 years in the White House and what's next for the former president. We will be at the Amway Center in Orlando on December 12th. So don't wait. Get your tickets at Ticketmaster.com today.
Your word is interrupt.
Son of a god mother.
Spell interrupt.
I-N-T-E-R-R-U-P-T. Interrupt.
Can you spell better than a 10-year-old? Join Florida Man Radio for the Adult Spelling Bee at West End Trading Company in downtown Sanford this Saturday starting at 7 p.m. First prize is free beer for a year, bottle of Jack Daniels, and more. Plus, everyone who participates gets their first drink on us. Sign up today at FloridaManRadio.com.
Did you know that we've been in cannabis prohibition since the year 1970? Today, medical cannabis is legal in the state of Florida and available in multi-formats for in-store purchase and delivery. The process is simple. Find a qualified doctor. Once approved for your medical cannabis recommendation, you can register with the state to make your first legal cannabis purchase. If there was ever a time to explore this natural form of medicine, the time is now. Find out more at TrueLeaf.com. That's TrueLeaf.com.
When you shop Goodwill, you don't just bring home a vintage dress or cat lamp. You bring home so much good to your community, because everything you buy funds local job training and more. Goodwill. Bring good home. Brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Pyrospot Fireworks is your local source for the best fireworks with Florida's largest selection of buy one, get two free specials. The experts at Pyrospot can help you build your perfect backyard show by using their touchscreens to view videos of the fireworks. Locations in Longwood and Eustis. Shop early to beat the crowds and take advantage of their amazing early bird specials. Better fireworks, better prices, and a no-dud guarantee. Visit Pyrospot online for more information at iwantfireworks.com. That's iwantfireworks.com.
Southeastern Fitness Equipment has the gear you need to get your beach body back. Huge inventory overstock sale happening now. Receive up to 25% off top brands in fitness like Body Solid, Life Fitness, Tough Stuff, and more. Located in the Target Plaza on Orange Avenue in South Downtown, southeastfit.com.
Hey, Shannon Burke, summer is coming. Are you ready to unveil that beach bod? You're in luck. Our friends at Manscaped has just launched the fourth generation performance package, which includes the famous Lawnmower 4.0. The fourth generation trimmer has got a cutting edge ceramic blade, reduces those grooming accidents, and it's waterproof. Take it in the shower or out in the wild or in a lake or a river. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code FLMAN at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code FLMAN at manscaped.com. Escape the shrubs and weeds this summer and shine with Manscaped.
I want to tell you about the coolest cat I know.
All right, Ed Till Show Monday. We got Andrew in queue up next. Jeanette is with me right now in Destin. Hey, thanks for holding on during that break. I appreciate it. So what else was on your great mind today? It is such a pleasure to meet you. I can't wait. Tell me what else you were thinking before when you were listening.
When I was listening before, when you were talking about the driver's licenses, I don't see that being a huge issue, in my opinion. I didn't like anything that the other Destin caller had to say. But to me, there's an easy fix for it. You don't qualify for Social Security till you're a certain age. Okay, well, right now we can all renew our driver's licenses for X and X amount of years. Why not when you reach the age of 70, you have to go in every year and take the written test, old school, like we used to. That can also, they can have your basic questions at the top, like how old are you, when's your date of birth, your address. It can serve as a cognitive exam, and then you take you can do your eye test, and then you do a hearing test.
Wow.
Not a hearing test, do it. Do it every year. You have to renew your registration. They just made it 2 years now in Florida. We'll make it when you reach 70. You do it every year like you used to have to do.
Jeanette! And
because you can decline so quick.
Oh, man. You are.
Dementia or Alzheimer's.
Yeah. Perfect.
Every year.
You're right on the money. You are. Wow. So right about this. Now, you know what occurred to me? This is going to be met with a little bit of skepticism. Because Greg had some question about this before. You know, I got to be careful about technology. It's never perfect. But how about something to start the car that shows cognition? You know, just putting a series of numbers in correctly in reverse order, answering a question out loud. The car says to you, so who was the first president of the United States? And you go, George Washington. And the car starts.
Right. I just, you know, I've lived in a situation with Alzheimer's, and I see how quickly somebody can decline in their early 70s.
Right.
And, I mean, within a year, night and day. And I just feel like, you know, take a test old school like we used to have to when we were younger.
You know, I agree with you. I agree with you.
A lot of older people don't know how to use a computer.
Right.
So, you know, they never experienced that age, you know, when the computers came out. So they can still, if they can still write, then they can still drive, if they can still answer simple questions at the top of an exam and then answer the exam questions. Take your hearing test, your eye test, be able to hear a horn honking, you know, in the background in the hearing test, children screaming, anything. You know
Jeanette, as I'm listening to you, I'm gathering that this is based on experience, what you're sharing. What you're speaking.
Of course.
Yeah. Not out of a book, not from the internet, but from your actual life experience.
Yes. It starts with them hitting the car into the garage.
Right.
Trying to take their license away.
That's
and not
right.
Being able to do it and struggling with it. And, you know.
No, I agree with you.
That's the diseases, unfortunately.
Life experience, though, is where you learn this. This is where you understand it. What a great call. You've been so generous. You held on during the break. I can't wait till the next time we chat. Is there anything else you wanted to say before I go?
There is. Please play that Fosse 2017 video of him saying that there was going to be a surprise outbreak that the Trump administration would face.
I will. I will find it.
Play
I don't...
that video. Judge Jeanine played it on Fox. I was so shocked she actually played it the other night. It was the first time I've ever seen it in the media or on TV.
By the way, don't you love her? Do you love Judge Jeanine?
Yes,
yeah, that's one of the many reasons. You got it. Jeanette, thank you for the call. Andrew is up next in Destin. Hey, Andrew.
Hey, how you doing today?
Good. Welcome. Nice to hear from you.
Hey, I was calling in about the whole helicopter thing. You know, it's actually kind of funny because the helicopter's been kind of a contention within the city for quite some time. Less than 10 years ago, they used to have a small helipad that was out on Crab Island that they were flying to and from. And, of course, the city squashed that because they couldn't, obviously, they couldn't take taxes from them because they were deploying from a boat. And then what's funny, though, is the city approved them to set a helipad less than 200 yards away from Main, right off of Highway 98 in front of Kelly Plantation. And if anything, they're complaining about noise. The biggest thing I've got to complain about is them taking that dang thing off right there by the road and all these tourists watching it go up, watching it come down, and causing accidents. I can tell you.
I've been rear-ended,
got a number of times right there. And it's like, why are you guys complaining about the noise? Why don't you complain about the safety? And it's been brought up to the city council a number of times. Them launching that thing off right there. But
dude, you are so good on this. I actually have a city council recording, a video of them going into this. You're so correct. I also worked for several years right alongside of a small airport. So every time the Trump plane used to come in, forget it. There was always somebody doing exactly what happened to you, rear-ending somebody, tapping them at the traffic light because you're staring at this huge distraction when you're on like a state road. Wow. That's a great point. Great point, man.
Yeah, it's, money speaks in this town, unfortunately, so if you've got it, great. If you don't, I guess no one wants to hear it. But, you know, growing up in this town for as long as I have, things have changed. And, you know, I guess that goes along with whoever we elected as officials.
You got it. Again, I hear the voice of experience here. I don't think you read that on the internet. I think you observed that. Great to talk with you. Lifelong Destin resident, huh?
True Destinite.
Oh, man. Just great. Great to meet you. Ed Till, you're a humble host. Anytime you need something, you want to talk about something, I'm here, dude. Anytime.
Will do.
My pleasure. You got it. Have a great day.
Take
care. Got it. Wow. He said it. Money talks. And I don't want to say the second half, right? I don't want to... Come on, just stay on the money side. Don't talk about what happens when it doesn't, but it does. And I think, am guilty of this as well last week. You know, I'm a basketball crazy fan because I grew up in New York and the Knicks were great. So as a child, I saw two championships and played basketball at Matthews Park hour after hour until 9 o'clock in the summer. What are we on? Longest day now, right? June 21st today. That meant the playground, we're playing basketball until 8:45 in the evening. Love the game. So a good friend of mine, it says to me, you got any action on your Nets? I go, yeah, I'm interested. So I put a nice fat bet on the Nets. What happens? Kevin Durant has one of the most incredible games ever in the history of his career up against the Bucks. I got Charles Barkley telling me the Bucks are going to win. Forget it. So I'm in with the bet. I'm in with Brooklyn. I'm in with Kevin Durant. Why do I love Kevin Durant? Because he's there alongside of LeBron. And everybody's like, LeBron is like Michael. I go, you can't do that. I was there when Michael started in the NBA. Early 80s. I remember Michael in college. I remember in Chicago, that beautiful radio station, carried the Bulls games. And we could go and watch a courtside. It was like a magician. It was like watching an acrobat. It was incredible. And no matter what, 17 points down in the fourth quarter. Don't worry. Jordan will take over. Boom, boom, boom. He wins. Boom, boom. It was so expected that I fell for it. I got lured in. I see Kevin Durant. Now, Kevin Durant doesn't look like the athlete that Michael was. Kevin Durant's a great player, but he's a little fragile. He doesn't have every muscular pivot and lurch and lunge. He's got a lot of moves, but it's not. So when he had that amazing game, I was too much enjoying that this cuts into LeBron. LeBron is sitting there watching the playoffs. He got eliminated early on. Kevin Durant, the all-around player, once we get through the series, I was so excited. It was so, and then it starts to slip away. You feel it in any sport. Oh my God. This is not going to work. And he took valiant shots. He did everything he could to save it. But he's never going to be the greatest of all time either, or the greatest of all time in this era. God, I hate all that stuff, don't you? Come on. Babe Ruth, best baseball player. That's all. That's all you need to know. You know, one name in baseball, you know, Babe Ruth. Why? Because he used to crush home runs at will. He used to win games at will. Michael Jordan would be like, down 11, nobody else touches the ball. He passes, he calls for the ball back. He looks at the guy in front of him, head fakes him, bang, head fakes him, bang, to the boards, crashes them. What do you call it? The three-point play. The four-point play with a foul you on the three-point shot. The shot goes in, and you get the it was magic watching it. I mean, there was a guy named Magic who was, you know, another contender. All these guys, you know, Magic and Bird, but nothing like. So Kevin Durant had me and the Nets and all the Nets fans. We drank the Kool-Aid, and just like Kool-Aid, it goes right through you, and you forget it quickly. And by Saturday, I was completely averring anything about basketball. I wouldn't look if I saw Suns were playing last night. No way. I don't want to hear anything more about the final. I'm sure it'll be great. I'll tune back in when the finals are about to be decided. But money. It was because of the money. If I didn't place that bet, I am sure that the Nets would. I have jinxed many a team. Look what I've done to the Jets. I was 11 years old. I was in my glory. I thought, we're going to win the Super Bowl all the time. And he's a badass. And he goes to Bachelor's 3. And he hangs out with rock stars and supermodels. And I'm like, that's how you win world championships. You got to be cool. Got to be wild. Yeah, and that was the end of that. The Jets have not returned to the championship circle since the early 1960s. Was it Super Bowl III? I think I got the year wrong there. I was like 8 years. I don't know. I was young, and it was so long ago that you're like, yeah, we're totally never going to feel like that again. And the same thing with the Knicks. You go, oh, my God, Walt Frazier was the point guard. Dave DeBuscher is dead. Half that. Phil Jackson is somewhere. He's around.
So, come on.
Yeah, all my bets were struck. I had a running bet on the Nets for every game of the playoffs all the way to the finals. Now I got zip, zero, nada, and I'm probably going to get my ass handed to me on the Subway Series. Oh, yeah, I bet on the Yankees against the Mets. The Yankees are having a terrible series. I'll probably get my clock clean there also. All right, fantastic calls. Show is on fire today. Thanks to everybody who jumped in. And get ready to crank it. Download the Florida Man Radio app because it's the best damn show. The Shannon Burke Show is next on the Florida Man Radio Network. Unfiltered, unafraid. We will do this tomorrow when we reconvene.
This is the Ed Till Show.
I'm News 6 anchor Kirsten O'Connor. Here are your Monday headlines. Deputies in Sumter County are investigating a shooting that left one person dead and several others hurt. It happened Sunday during a Father's Day event at Royal Park near Wildwood. Investigators have not said just how many people were shot, but say they do have a suspect in custody. And a disturbing discovery in rural Volusia County after a driver finds a man's body dumped on the side of the road. The remains were found Sunday afternoon along State Road 415 near Lake Ashby Road. At this point, deputies are not saying how the man died. And school leaders in Seminole County are expected to vote this week to repeal the district's face mask policy. Board members are set to take a vote tomorrow during a meeting. It comes after Orange County decided last week to move ahead with its plans to make masks optional for students in the fall. Remember, you can get breaking news around the clock on clickorlando.com and the News 6 app.